It's playoff time. Your brand of country, KMTS, is proud to bring you our 14th season of high school football playoff coverage. This afternoon's broadcast is presented by Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Mountaineer Mechanical, honesty and integrity always. And by Burford Motors, Jeep, GMC Trucks, and Buick, celebrating almost 68 years of local ownership. This afternoon's quarterfinal game between the Rifle Bears and the Windsor Wizards is also brought to you in part by Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa in Carbondale and Elgibel, Sopris Lighting, MagTech LLC, Carbondale Insurance Service, Gotcha Covered, Chelsea Wedding and Events, Carpet One, Sunshine's Deli, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Cheryl and Company, Easy IT, American Sweeping, and Jim Lord, American Family Insurance. Is your company's name missing from that list? Go to KMTS.com and click Contact, and we'll take care of that. Now, live from Bear Stadium and Rifle, the best play-by-play team in Western Colorado, Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabor.
When you think of a bear, or you think of a big, curly animal with an insatiable appetite, well, the 2011 Rifle Bears football team isn't big or burly, but it is hungry. Hungry for another gold football. If the Bears are going to get a step closer to their first state championship in 7 years, they're going to have to beat a team today that definitely fits the description of a bear, the Big Bad Wizards of Windsor High School. Good afternoon, everyone, and for the second Saturday in a row, 99.1 KMTS and KMTS.com welcomes you to Bear Stadium on the campus of Rifle High School for a quarterfinal football game between the hometown 11-0 Western Slope champion Rifle Bears and the 10-1 Tri-Valley Conference champion Windsor Wizards. I'm Ron Milhorn along with Jack Jabor once again. Jack, we're bundled up in the stands amongst the Rifle Rowdies who will make all the noise they can to help their Bears beat a Windsor team that boasts a front line
that are about the size of Bears.
Averages well over 250 pounds. But as it's been said, the Bears have been outsized all year long. They don't win games on paper or on the scale. The Bears have been scrappy. They've been tough. And that's why they're 11-0. They block and they stay on their blocks. And that's how they're able to beat guys bigger than themselves. And, well, they've got a tall order today. The Windsor Wizards, 10-1. Very big, very tough, multi-pronged attack. They run the triple option. And as I said, a big, strong line, both sides of the ball. The Bears will have their work cut out for them today, and both teams are going to have their work cut out for them. It's a winter wonderland here in Rifle.
Well, the Bears' speed might be a little negated by the playing conditions because there's snow all over the field. They've plowed the yard markers, but it's going to be slick as far as the conditions go. And you talked about the, of course, the triple option is going to be hindered a little bit by that as well. It's not a straightforward attack. You know, you fake the dive to the fullback, or you give it to him. Then the quarterback takes it down the line, and the quarterback, Joe Sanger, is their leading rusher, and then he's got his pitch man, you know, out there, and you just never know. And, of course, reading the stories in the Windsor paper, that Joe Sanger actually suffered a hip flexor injury and left that first-round game, which the Wizards won pretty handily over Holy Family, although once he was out, the game got a little closer, but then he iced the game himself with a 40-yard run right before the end of the game.
The Wizards have their most lauded offensive lineman, 6'5", 297-pound Joseph O'Connor. Joey O'Connor is headed for a Division I school. He was committed to Penn State, gave a verbal commitment to Penn State, and then decommitted about 2 weeks ago when that sexual abuse scandal hit the news, and he decided to consider other options, UCLA being one of them.
Right.
Got Damon Wells here, the head coach of the Rifle Bears. Coach, winter wonderland, just perfect football weather, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty neat scene. I think when I was in South Florida, these are the kind of things I used to think of, so I hope it's a special day.
Well, you got your wish. You got lots of snow. It's going to be tough footing today.
Well, but the same for everybody. So I'm glad we're not a spread offense. I'm glad we're not an option offense. So I don't know how we'll do, but we love our plan. We love our kids, and we love this environment.
You know, you had a good week of weather all week to prepare for this, but I know everybody's looking ahead to this day and knew that the snow was on the way. So how'd you prepare for it with good weather?
You know, we are who we are. We certainly weren't going to become a spread offense or anything all of a sudden this week, but we're going to try to do what we do. It's gotten us this far, and I know our kids will be prepared.
Let's talk a little bit about last week's game, the big one over Roosevelt. It was a hard-fought defensive battle. Your defense really came up big. But I don't believe in luck or chance, but certainly the ball was bouncing your way.
Well, you know, watching the film, that I think there were an equal number of opportunities on each side of the football. We're really happy to be here. That's all I know.
Talk about this Windsor team. What do you see on film?
They're huge. It's going to look like a varsity versus a freshman team out there. And we've embraced it. I think our kids are excited about the opportunity, and I hope we perform well for this community.
As you've mentioned before, you've been pretty much outsized all season long, but the kids don't seem to matter, don't seem to care. It's a matter of getting on people and staying on them.
Absolutely. That our kids are fighters, and we've played on that all week long, and hopefully we've found a couple ways to make 145 pounds more powerful than 315 pounds.
Coach, it was a good picture in the Post-Independent today. I got to give credit to Jeff Kasperson, and it really showed, because that's Bear football. You got 7 or 8 guys around the ball carrier.
Again, our kids play with a ton of passion. They're wonderful kids. I wouldn't want to be with any other group. They do everything we ask them to do, and hopefully today's a good day.
All right, Coach, stay warm and good luck.
Thank you.
Coach Damon Wells, the Rifle Bears.
Speaking of good luck, Ron, you know what this reminds me of is 7 years ago, you and I were in Niwot.
Yes, in Longmont, as the Rifle Bears played Niwot, you're right.
Yeah, and as I recall, that game was 21-19, and we were sitting on metal bleachers in the snow. None of our equipment worked, and we were passing a cell phone back and forth.
That's right.
But the Rifle Bears won that game and then eventually beat Sterling here for the state championship. So here they are again in a critical game against and that Niwot team, as I recall, was huge, powerful, maybe ranked number 2 in the state at
yes.
the time, I think.
Yes.
And so, you know, a lot of things are similar here, and I'm sure Bear fans and players and coaches are hoping that those are good omens for Rifle.
Yeah. Yeah, Niwot, I recall, was big, and they had a couple of players that were committed to Division I schools, and Rifle went in there, you know, said, okay, let's play. Didn't matter.
And you know, that it's exactly what we were talking about a minute ago. Coach Wells alluded to it. He said, I wouldn't want to be an option team on the day like this.
Right.
And that's because you have to get out and move, whereas the Bears are primarily straight ahead with Ryan Muller. But, of course, they got Brandon Kittle as an alternate. But it doesn't depend on a fast-breaking play when he runs the ball. So,
right.
You know, footing may not be as big a factor for the Bears, at least offensively.
Jack, I'm with Todd Ellis, the principal of Rifle High School, and of course, for many years, he was the offensive line coach. We coached a little together under Daryl Gorham, and you know what this footing's like. You know what it takes to be a good, effective offensive lineman in this kind of weather. That's short, choppy steps, right?
Yep, and cleats in the ground. Just cleats in the ground, duck walk, and short, choppy steps.
I was asking Damon how you prepared for, you know, during a nice week of weather. How do you prepare? Do you, you know, dunk balls in water, or... Or what, you know, what do you do to change that to kind of prepare for weather like this?
Yeah, we've dunked balls in water in the past. I don't think they did any of that this week. It's just we're going to go out and play no matter what the conditions and not worry about it.
Jack was recalling, we're both recalling the Niwot game in Longmont in 04, the championship year. It was similar conditions, cold. Niwot was big, huge, highly ranked. Rifle just went in, said, okay, let's strap it on. Let's go.
Yeah, and I think the weather can be a great equalizer against size. So that's what we'll just go play our game and do well today.
From an offensive line standpoint, is it point of attack and just staying on your blocks?
Yes. Yeah. And taking good routes to get to where the linebackers will be rather than where they are.
And of course, Brian Muller and Brandon Kittle are adept, are very skilled at following their linemen, following their blockers, and then finding a seam.
They are, and hopefully Ryan is up to playing today. We'll see. And he had some problems this week, but sat out most of the week. Hopefully he'll be ready to go.
It's kind of fun to get two home games in a row and the home crowd coming out.
Yeah, this is great. We've got great community, great support. It's excellent.
Kept you busy, principal or not. You're out here shoveling and getting getting the field ready.
You bet. Love football. Want to support these kids and do the best we can for them.
We've got a good an army of volunteers up there clearing the stands out as well.
Exactly. Yep. Great community.
Todd, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Todd Elsie, principal here at Rifle High School. And we're going to hear some highlights here in a minute. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll talk a little more about the Windsor Wizards and the Rifle Bears, the quarterfinal playoff game. Winner moves on to play the winner of the Devlin Frederick game. Frederick, a big upset winner over Canyon City last week. You're listening to Playoff Football on KMT. A winter wonderland, and it's going to be a challenge for the referees, for everybody to find the yard markers. We've got the orange markers on the sidelines, both sidelines, so that'll be our reference point. But I called my share of games in the snow, so let's see if I can draw on my experience in some snowy weather. I've seen a lot worse than this. But it should be fun. The Rifle Bears and the Windsor Wizards coming up in just a few moments. Bears winners over Roosevelt last week by a score of 14-7. Scored all their points in the first half. First touchdown scored by Brandon Kittle. Then Ryan Muller scored in the second quarter. Roosevelt got their score in the early in the fourth. And it was just a defensive battle after that. Roosevelt struggled to get anything going until they started handing the ball off to Mr. Holguin. And he was the most effective weapon for them. But it was too much, too little, too late. And the Rifle Bears won it. Windsor, meanwhile, beat Holy Family the first time they've met, 41-14. And the big shocker of the day was Frederick going to Canyon City, number 16, beating number 1, 7-6. And Frederick and Devlin playing this afternoon.
And this Windsor team beat Frederick 40-0 in the last game of the regular season. They're in the same league, those two schools are. So that'll be interesting. If Windsor advances and Frederick advances, you might think they might be looking past that game. But Frederick beat the number one ranked team in the state, Canyon City. They were undefeated, one of the only undefeated teams along with the Bears. And so 7-6 last week. So that amazing ball game there. Devlin, meanwhile, beat a team that we're quite familiar with, Battle Mountain, just 40-38 in a slugfest.
So, yeah, I listened to the post game. Our friends from KZYR in Avon, they call the Battle Mountain games this season. Steve Lee and Weezer, and they were, they were just so depressed. They were so sad because Battle Mountain had the game pretty much well in hand, 31-7 at half, really controlling things on the ground, and Devlin, their passing game got going, and they lit it up and ended up winning it 40-38. So a real upset for Battle Mountain, and they lose a lot of talented seniors.
Yeah, I'm sure they were expecting to move a little further than that. Of course, they got a tough bracket, but then once Frederick won, you know, it's like, okay, Battle Mountain's going to be in the semifinals. But, yeah, tough break, especially being up like that to lose. Boy, that would hurt. What we've got in front of us today, it's just hard to say. We're just going to have to watch and see and try to relay it as accurately as we can under the conditions. But it should be fun. I don't expect a lot of scoring. However, I have a feeling that Rifle just may come out and try to throw the ball once or twice early in the ball game, like they did against Glenwood, because you know that that Windsor will be buckling down to stop their running game.
Yes.
And if they can drop a pass into the flat to Taylor Webb or like they did last week, find Ryan Muller open in the flat, you know, coming out of the backfield a couple of times and, you know, get some pretty big chunks of yardage, you know, they might be able to take an early advantage. And you know, you never know. The conditions could get just worse and worse and worse. So if you want to throw, the time to try it is early in the ball game. So I don't know. I'm just, you know, trying to think like a coach, what might give us a little bit of an advantage in this game. And I think the team that scores first is definitely going to have one of those.
Well, not sure what Windsor has in terms of speed. Rifle, that's been there.
Well, they did
their big advantage.
They did get burned by Holy Family through the air a couple of times last week. That just might be something that the Bears might try. I know Adam Rice has not completed a lot of passes, has not attempted a lot of passes this year. I think just over 50 for the entire season. Attempts, but he's close to completing 50%. His accuracy is not bad, and makes good decisions, I think, most of the time. He did get picked off once in the game last week, but that just might be something we might want to watch for.
Rifle 6-4 in 2010, just missed the playoffs, lost that season finale to Glenwood 20-19. In 2009, they were 4-6 overall, 3-5 in league play under Ryan Sulkowski. In 2008, 3-7, 3-5 in Western slow play under Bill Cusera and Anthony Alfini. Those are the growing pain years for the Rifle Bears after some successful seasons. 6-5 in 2007, 5-3 in the league, lost the first round playoff game to Falcon. In 06, they were 8-3, 7-1 in the league. Damon Wells' first year as head coach, they beat Elizabeth in round one, lost to the eventual state champion, Alamosa. And in 05, 9-5, 6-2 in league, Daryl Gorm's last season beat Northridge. Elizabeth and Steamboat lost the state championship to Florence right here at Bear Stadium. And in 04, their championship year, 11-3, the fourth place team out of the West Slope, 5-3 in the league, went on to beat Sterling 7-6 for the state title. That was the year we were talking about when they knocked off Niwot down at Longmont High School. The Wizards, meanwhile, this is their fourth straight appearance in the playoffs. Their all-time playoff record, 27-25. Lost in the second round to Canyon City last year. And then Canyon City came to Glenwood and got beat. Wizards won state titles in 1993 and 1981. Finished second in 1959. Last reached the semis in 2000. That's the year we call the Rifle Windsor game. I don't know if you recall, here in the old press box at Bear Stadium. I'm sorry, 1989. Rifle beat Windsor that year. Trying to remember who was on that team in 99. Going back a ways.
Probably some of the people in the stands, right?
I would imagine so.
A little hard to recognize people. Everybody's really bundled up.
Yeah.
A lot of
it was 19
caps and hoods.
1913 Rifle beat Windsor in 1999.
I doubt if any of those people are here. Oh, okay. 1913 was the score. I thought you said they beat them in 1913.
No.
There's probably not anybody hanging.
Okay. I guess somebody up there. Yeah, I remember that game.
Well, we had the old pig scam.
That's right.
It went flat in the second half, but we still used it.
Didn't have face masks, I tell you. Good luck. Other brackets in 3A, Silver Creek playing Lewis Palmer today.
And Silver Creek is a team that has defeated Windsor this year, the only team.
Windsor's only loss, yep. And the other one is Palisade and Kennedy. Palisade playing at Stoker Stadium this afternoon. I wonder if they're getting as much snow in Grand Junction. We'll do our best to keep you updated on scores from around the state. In 2A, the only survivor from the West Slope is Olathe, and they're playing Brush. That's a rematch of last year's 2A state championship. The game being played at Brush, Brush the number one seed. And we saw Olathe here at Rifle back in early October. Wasn't all that impressed with Olathe, but they've really turned things around and went on to win the West Slope. Aspen knocked off last week 48-20. Last week, the win over Roosevelt, Ryan Muller and Brandon Kittle, the 1-2 punch. Muller with 168 yards, Kittle with 100 yards. And Muller now has about 2,300 yards on the season. Kittle around 1,400, right around there. It's just been a great combination, and they're, of course, coming back next year for their senior years. And this is one loaded class for the Rifle Bears. A lot of talented
Windsor has
juniors.
A few juniors on their team as well. I mean, they've even got one of their running. They've got four running backs that they use in that option offense. Besides Sanger, the quarterback, there's William Dresser. He's a senior, but Vince Hooley, I think, is a sophomore, and is it Jordan Porterfield? He's missing from the program here, but we know he's a vital part. All of those guys with 400 yards or more. And then another Aaron Schmidt is a senior for them, 200-pounder. He's probably their fullback, I would guess, number 14. We'll find out quickly as the Bears, as you can probably hear, are approaching the field, jogging out to Onward Rifle. And the fans are standing and singing along.
And the snow continues to fall. Big flakes falling from the sky. Good crowd showed up from Windsor. A lot of folks drove over last night anticipating a snowstorm. In fact, my wife was at the hot springs last night and talked to a lot of folks who were visiting from Windsor, taking in the hot springs. And
did they have W's on
game.
Their heads? How did she know they were from
there? Oh, you know, well, my wife's not bashful. She talks to everybody. Hi, where are you from? You know? She can work with the Chamber of Commerce. Bears getting lined up here. Here come the Windsor Wizards, dressed in white jerseys, yellow pants, maroon helmets. You know, a big yellow W on their helmets.
When I was in college, believe it or not, I actually covered the Windsor Wizards for the Fort Collins Coloradian, among other teams. I covered several high school teams. Phone coverage, that is. You know,
uh-huh.
Windsor Wizards, the SS Spartan Bobcats, the Berthoud Spartans, all of those schools over there by Fort Collins. That was my job on the Coloradian, as I call up the coaches after the game, get a few highlights and write a story.
Yep.
Little recap for the local paper there.
Well, a wizard is defined as someone that possesses exceptional magical powers, but I don't think there's been anything magical about the way the Windsor Wizards have gone to 10-1. They're just big, burly, and one of their captains, we mentioned Joey O'Connor, ready to come out on the field. O'Connor, considering several Division I schools, he is a horse.
Yeah, about 300 pounds, 6'4". As we mentioned,
I was 305 my senior year at USC. I maxed out.
And they've got another fellow on their line, number 76, right? Goes 320.
Yeah. Yeah, Trenton Noller, 6'4", 320, a sophomore. So he's got some growing to do. So the Noller family has, hope they have a farm.
But the thing I was impressed about, just looking at their lineup, they've got, you know, 6'4 and 6'5, six of those kids in their line. And two of their wide receivers are 6'5". So they, I mean, what do they feed those kids in Windsor to get them so tall? I mean, around here, if you have one 6'5 kid on your basketball team, you feel like you got a stud. I can't imagine what their basketball team looks like.
Captains for the Rifle Bears, Taylor Webb, Brandon Kittle, AJ Cordova, and Alex Copeland.
Well, I remember Alex. He doesn't look a lot bigger. He was in my garden school class for a while, a few years ago, seventh grade. And he was just a bite-sized guy at that time. By the way, I exchanged comments with his brother Jordan, who's over in Hawaii right now listening to us.
I saw those emails. That's great.
Yeah, Jordan said he'd be listening again this week. So, hey there. I bet you got better weather in Hawaii, don't you, Jordan? Send a little sunshine this way, will you?
There you go. And also the Tufts family, Brian and Linda Tufts, and their kids listening. They live in Windsor now. They lived in the Valley for many years and now live in Windsor. So they're listening online. And we're going to pause for our national anthem.
They always seem to have a nice quartet or something doing the anthem here in Rifle.
Daryl Gingrich, the choir director here, Rifle High School, does a great job.
Before the national anthem, we are going to ask for a moment of silence. This week, we lost a member of the Bears family, Stacy Whaley. She is the mother of Jake Whaley, our starting center. Can we have a moment of silence, please? Thank you. At this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your hats for the singing of our national anthem by Rifle High School student, choir member, senior, Alicia Cooley, the national anthem.
Let's play ball indeed. Alicia Cooley with our national anthem.
A solo this time. Generally, they have a little quartet or something that's very nicely done. You know what I noticed? Remember last Saturday, the wind was just blowing that flag. Today, it is like it's wrapped around the pole. There is no wind at all, at least right now. We'll see if that stays the same. Of course, wind, one of those factors, especially late in the ball game, with field position, punting, and of course trying to throw the football if necessary.
And they're used to wind in Windsor, that's for sure. Field will get progressively worse as we go along, and it's going to get colder, no doubt. But
let's go, Bird!
Everyone's ready to go. Windsor will kick off.
Go, 22!
Kicker is number 21, Neil Ellen, 6'364" senior.
I saw him attempting field goals before the game as well.
Camille Johnson back to receive, but it's going to be taken by Kellen Lee. Kamal Johnson, and Lee lets it go in the end zone for a touchback. Took a tricky hop and then into the end zone. So the Bears offense take the field, first and 10 from their 20, going right to left. And we will do our best to, there's Todd Ellis, the principal, out there with a broom. He's going to be out there, part of the crew, to try to keep this field as clear as possible. Snow continues to fall. Here we go. Bears break from the huddle. Adam Rice, the starting quarterback. Going back is Muller behind him. Kittle is at the slot right side. Hand off to Muller up the middle. Nothing doing. It's going to be tough to run against these big boys.
Ryan Muller with a carry brought down by Trevor Miller.
Some active and strong linebackers for the Windsor Wizards, including Lucas Watts, 6 foot 200. Sean McAvoy, 5'10", 185. Chuck Windsor in a 4-3. Hand off to Kittle. Kittle on that sweep. He didn't get much. Looks like he's at the 22-yard line, maybe the 21. So two plays have gone 1 yard. Give him 2 yards. So third down and 8.
Well, I really thought they might come out and try to surprise him with a pass early. Now it wouldn't be a surprise, 3rd and 8.
Rice, although, with both hands in that hand warmer, comes out with a play.
If you look at that Windsor defense, they've got one deep back, and that's it.
Third down and eight. Here comes the blitz. Sweep to Kittle right side. He goes nowhere. He's dropped for a loss of about three. And the Bears have to punt it away.
Well, pretty conservative beginning for the Bears. Not surprising, as Coach Wells kept talking over and over again about what got them here, but they lost about four.
Defensive end Jake Neese, 6'4", 215, a senior, made the tackle. He has 15 and a half sacks on the season. And the Wizards are going to get good field position. Deep receive for Windsor, Lance Cox. High snap. Punt is away. Wagler, end over end punt. No return. It's going to take a Bear bounce across the 50, the 45, to the 44-yard line.
Wagler averaged 36 yards a punt last week, and he got a couple off in the 40s.
So we'll see what the Bears defense can do against this big, strong offensive line for the Windsor Wizards, led by Joey O'Connor.
That's something to have a Division I recruit on your ball club.
He's left tackle. Hand off, die play at the middle. Big gain.
Is that Schmidt? 14?
No, Sanger.
The quarterback. Wow. Quarterback going up the middle, not the option.
Nope. Fake the dive, keep it, follow his fullback. Across the 50. He's right at the 50-yard line. Gain of 6, 2nd and 4. No score. Game just underway on a snowy Saturday afternoon. Sanger under center. Hand off left side. A tackle right away in the backfield. Look out, drive the back about 20 yards. Here's Cody Buford.
Buford had a huge game last week, and boy, did he fly through there. See you later.
My goodness gracious. Buford came in there untouched and kept driving him back. He drove him back to Windsor's 30. Of course, it's the point of contact.
Yeah,
lost about 3 yards. Third down and 8.
So he got forward progress.
Hand off to Watts up the middle. And Watts has a first down.
Watts?
Lucas Watts?
Who is that?
Is it 22? No, sorry.
22.
William Dresser.
Dresser.
Sorry. I thought it was 32. Dresser has a first down.
So it looked like the Bears had him stopped there, but they just keep running the football. A different guy every carry. Dresser, about 160 pounds, running behind those huge backs. And the ball is at the Bear 45.
Single back is Dresser, double slot. Keeper by the quarterback, Joseph Sanger. Sanger has another first down, a gain of about 13. He carries up to the 32-yard line.
Where the Bear line is just getting pile-drived by the offensive line of the Wizards so far. They're just big and massive and just pushing them.
Go first!
Other than the one play where Buford shot through.
Hand off to number 14, Aaron Schmidt. And Schmidt carries forward for a couple of yards. Zach Bear in on the tackle.
Brought down by Alex Copeland.
And Copeland as well.
So far,
boy, that was a pretty good gain. 5 yards, 2nd and 5.
They've used 4 different backs on 5 plays.
Ball at the 27-yard line of Rifle. No score. Wizards on the move. Wide left is Alex Baldwin for Windsor.
And so far, everything pretty much straight ahead for Windsor. No
man in motion. Hand off to Dresser over right tackle. And Dresser, short of the first down, will bring up third down. He got to the 24-yard line. Brings up third down and a yard.
They are just running behind their big backs.
Kyle Oshner, one of the linemen, 6'4", 200. Andrew Blum, 6'5", 240 on the right side. Third down in the yard. Bears digging in. Sanger keeps it after the fake. He has the first down. He's knocked forward.
There's a flag, I think. I thought I saw something thrown up in the air by the side judge.
It is a there is a penalty.
Oh, it's against Rifle. So they are going to decline that and keep the play. Who carried the ball? Sanger?
It was Sanger, yeah, after they faked that dive. And boy, he was almost ice skated for an extra 5-6 yards. Ball to the 15-yard line. First and 10, Windsor. 7:15 to go in the first quarter. No score. Dresser, the lone back behind Sanger. Man in motion. Fake the keep, fake the handoff, and Sanger keeps it. He's tackled for a loss. He's brought down by Cody Buford.
Didn't look like he found the man he wanted to give the ball to, and he sort of just made the best of what he had left.
They bring Vincent Hooley in that in around.
So he'd
on a motion.
He'd be the pitch man then.
And there's number 28.
Porterfield.
Porterfield, who is not on the roster that was issued today. He was a leading ball carrier last week in their win over Holy Family. Pitch play to number 14, Schmidt. Schmidt breaks a couple tackles. Schmidt is in the end zone. Touchdown, Windsor. He just broke a couple tackles and went over that left side. First block made by the big guy, Joey O'Connor. And Windsor on the board.
16 yards.
6:34 to go.
9 plays to go 56 yards.
Neil Ellings on to attempt the extra point. Holder is Tanner Weimers. Good snap placement. Kick is up. It is not up. It is along the ground. And the footing's going to be tough for kickers today. So with 6:34 to go in the first quarter, it's Windsor 6, Rifle nothing. This is KMTS. There's offense. Couldn't get anything going in their first possession.
Windsor used 328 in that 9-play, 56-yard drive. And they use 4 different backs, with Sanger carrying 4 times, but Schmidt getting the touchdown at the end.
Muller, the lone back, and Rice has to call a timeout. I think he's missing somebody.
Palms up, walking toward the sideline.
Wagler. Wagler was missing, so we'll keep it here. If you think all realtors are the same, you've never worked with Sherrill & Company Real Estate. Reputation of honest dealings and innovative thinking. Call Sherrill & Company for all of your real estate and property management needs. Sherrill & Company Real Estate, 625-4441, 65-44-41. Got you covered. Invite you to celebrate the season with generous rebates on select styles of Hunter Douglas window products through December 12th. Get rebates up to $300 plus additional federal tax credits up to $500 on select honeycomb shades. For all the details, call Got You Covered today, 945-4010, 945-4010. 6-0 Windsor, 6:29 to go. They're in the first quarter. Bears with their second possession from their own.
No
Bear! And they're going to mark it. Looks like the 20. Did I say the 29? It's more of the 28.
That's what I spotted it as.
Okay.
Well, let's see. We still haven't seen Adam Rice attempt the pass. Of course, it's not something the Bears do often. But instead of being real predictable against this big line, they might want to try to mix it up. Let's see.
And off to Muller over the left tackle. Muller with somebody here. Muller across the 50, 45, more to the races. 30, 25, 10, 15, 10, 5. Brought down. A shoestring tackle near the 5-yard line. Ryan Muller.
Well, so much for trying to mix things up. Just keep pounding the middle with Ryan Muller, and it pays off. And that shoestring tackle just, that was Aaron Schmidt, the man who scored the touchdown just a moment ago for Windsor.
First
who saved the touchdown.
First and goal, Rifle.
Rifle first and goal from the Wizard 5.
From the 5-yard line. Ryan Muller.
67-yard run.
And the Bears fans stopping. And the Bears to punch it in.
Well, now let's see if they can move the ball in short yardage situations here.
Rice under center. Twin backs, Kittle and Muller. Hand off to Muller. And he's brought down.
And the footing not good as Rice came out from under center. It looked like his feet were kind of slip-sliding a little bit.
Muller at the 3-yard line. second and goal. Bears trying to tie it up here. Rice getting the play from Coach Damon Wells.
And if you're wondering, Rice doesn't run the ball much himself.
A little confusion.
Last and week, two times for negative 2 yards.
Lee Harrison coming in. Bears running out of time here on the play clock.
Boy, yeah, you don't want to be moved back 5 yards.
Quick handoff to Muller. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Rifle. You betcha. Well, that didn't take long to answer. Ryan Muller. With 5:05 to go in the first quarter, it is now tied 6-6. See if the Bears can break the tie.
Center Jake Whaley.
Ryan Muller with that touchdown.
Hugo Rula.
Marco.
Finding some of the blocks.
Gutierrez on to attempt the extra point to break the tie. The holder is Taylor Webb. Good snap. I know it's a keeper by Webb. Webb's got the corner. He is in. He dives. 2-point conversion.
How about that?
And the Bears lead it 8-6. The kickoff coming up in just a moment. 5:05 to go. First quarter. It's KMTS. We are back to Bears Stadium. The Rifle Bears fans on their feet cheering for their boys. A 67-yard run by Ryan Muller gave the Bears a first and goal from the 5. 2 carries later, Muller's in the end zone for a touchdown, and then Taylor Webb, the holder on the PAT, on a design play, took the snap and ran it to the corner, right the corner pylon, the far side, and dove and made some snow angels when he landed. 8-6 Rifle.
Well, we were wondering if the Bears were going to pull some surprises, and already they have. Not the kind we anticipated. Perhaps seeing the difficulty of the kicker for Windsor getting his kickoff, they went with the fake. Taylor Webb, the holder, just picked it up and sprinted for that pylon. They used to call him the flag. They no longer use flags.
Yep.
The orange marker at the front of the goal line.
Kellen Johnson, the lone deep man for Windsor. I'm sorry, that's Blake Bundy. And the kick, it's an onside kick. I think the Bears have it.
Here's another surprise.
Onside kick, the Bears have it. And Windsor shocked as Joseph Sanger, the sure-handed QB, couldn't find the handle. It went under his chest, between his legs, and the Bears were all over that and recovered at the Windsor 47-yard line.
Well, how do you do?
8-6. More. Going wide right is Lee Harrison.
Come on, Bears! Let's go again! Come on!
3 in the backfield. Pitch play to Muller. He's going to stop.
Throw.
He's going to throw. He's got a man.
Way beyond.
Harrison was going up the right sideline. That ball thrown more toward the center of the field. Incomplete.
But, the surprises continue to come for the Bears. The option pass. Of course, they were burned by Glenwood in the last game of the season with that option pass. They tried it last week. I think it was Webb who tried it. This time it was Muller.
2nd and 10 at the Windsor 47-yard line. 8-6 Bears.
And he threw an excellent ball, but it was way beyond the receiver.
Kittle and Muller in the backfield. Webb in motion. Hand off to Kittle. He is wrapped up and brought down for a loss.
Should be a flag. Grabbed him right around the helmet.
Sean Glenn, the defensive end, 6'3", 2.25", has 9.5 sacks, and that almost looked like a sack.
He just grabbed him around the helmet.
Yeah, a little bit high. It should have been a flag. Loss of 2 yards, 3rd and 11. Off the 48.
Come on, guys, let's go!
It's going to be an old-fashioned grinded-out game. 3 receivers, 4 receivers to the right.
Interesting. Nobody in the backfield.
Webb to the left.
Windsor are not sure what to do. They're still running people around.
Right. Short drop, throws over the middle, incomplete.
Well, the Bears certainly pulling out the stops on this possession. Halfback pass.
Cordova, the intended receiver.
Empty backfield, onside kick.
Aaron Wagler on to punt the ball away.
They began that, the game with a conservative 3 runs. but nothing conservative so hence far.
8-6 Bears, 4:16 to go, first quarter in this quarterfinal game. Fourth and 11, and Wagler on to punt. Deep to receive is Lance Cox, 6'1", 171-pound junior. Snaps are important here. Good snap, no pressure. Punt is away, end over end. Cox can let this one bounce, and it'll be blown dead about the 23-yard line of the Wizards. 8-6 Bears, 4:07 to go in the first quarter.
Well, let's see if they can stop Windsor this time. They went 56 yards. A lot longer to go this time. Ball's about the 23.
Yep.
So that was a 25-yard punt.
Zanger, the quarterback, under center. Keeps it after the fake. And Rifle, no, it was a, it was Sanger. It looked like he got tackled. Cordova made the tackle. Sanger does a good job hiding that ball and executing that fake. Gain of 6 there, 2nd and 4.
2nd down and 4 from the 29.
Well, at the 29-yard line.
Let's go, D, let's go, man.
Sanger's carried the ball 5 times now for 33 yards.
Zang under center again. Hand off, dive play to Dresser, and Dresser stood up, driven back.
He's bulldogged down. One of the Bears in the backfield. It was Kaimi, is it how you say his name? Kaimi Payan? Payan?
What number?
52 for the Bears.
Okay, yeah, I think it was Kaimi. Gain of a yard, 3rd and 3. For Windsor. Bears defense holding up here, leading 8-6. Man in motion. Sanger keeps it, and he has the first down. They run it like the old wishbone. The quarterback will belly down, hand off, or pull it back from the fullback, and then follow. If he keeps it, he follows that fullback. And the fullback is like an extra lineman. And Dresser is a 200-pound, or 165 pounds. Pitch play, sweep to the left side.
Porterfield.
It's Porterfield, and Porterfield, very shifty, knocked out of bounds. Gain of about, let's see where they mark this.
Pretty close to it.
Pushed out of bounds by Alex Copeland.
About 3 yards short of the first.
So a gain of 7.
Maybe 8.
Good down three.
Ball at the 43-yard line of Windsor. 8-6 Bears, 2:30 to go in the first quarter.
That was Porterfield's first carry, and he scored 3 touchdowns last week.
Surprisingly not on the roster today. 2 receivers to the right, and more or less decoys. Sanger will throw sometimes. Hand off to Porterfield. He's got the first down and more. Across the 50 to the 45, and finally dragged down. 45-yard line of the Bears, tackled by Kamal Johnson.
Windsor into rifle territory again. Right at the 45,
yep.
It looks like.
First and 10, Windsor.
That was a gain of 12. So Porterfield's carried twice for 20 yards since he's entered the game.
Porterfield out now. It's Dresser in. A timeout called Windsor. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:16 to go. First quarter, 8-6 Bears. This is KMTS. Stadium, Rifle High School, 8-6 Rifle with the lead here in this quarterfinal playoff game. 2:16 to go. First quarter. Each team has burned a timeout.
When there's every lull in the action, there's a couple of guys out there with brooms covering the yard stripes,
yep,
the hash marks. Kudos to that.
Keeper by Sanger. Sanger after the fake. Upended after another first down carry. Without that tackle, he's out to the end zone.
Everybody else in the backfield was slipping and sliding around trying to set up. But Sanger knew right where he was going over the left side there.
Sanger, the leading ball carrier for the Wizards this season, over 1,000 yards.
So far, six first downs to one for Windsor. But on the scoreboard, the Bears with a two-point lead.
Under 2 minutes to go in the first. Sanger belling down left, pitches to Porterfield, cuts it up, gets across the 30, down to the 28-yard line. Kellen Lee with the tackle. Gain of five, second and five for Windsor.
Go defense!
Bears really have not stopped Windsor.
Dresser the lone back. Man in motion. Sanger fakes the dive. Keeps it. And he's finally wrapped up and driven back as a nice job of gang tackling. And a flag is thrown. Might be a late hit.
Well, that'd be too bad. It was Hugo Ruiz that got the first initial hit and hung on to his ankles.
Bears fans cheering, but we'll see. It's a personal foul against Windsor. And look who's hurt. Oh, my goodness. Joey O'Connor, their big D1-bound offensive lineman, is on the ground.
Second flag of the game. The first one was picked up.
Connor sitting up, now getting up on his own and hobbling.
He's walking into the huddle.
Let's go, Bears!
He's definitely limping a little bit.
So a personal foul. It's a break for the Bears. 15 yards march against the Wizards. Repeat second down. It's second and 20. 8-6 Bears. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. So a personal foul against Windsor. Not sure who it was again. No, it's third down. I'm sorry. No, they changed it.
Evidently, they allowed the play to stand, and it was after the penalty. So,
so third and 20. And Lee and Webb playing deep in the secondary. We'll get probably get our first look here at Mr. Sanger's arm. He's under center. No, he's going to hand it off to Porterfield. Porterfield jukes a couple of men, breaks a tackle, and slips and falls. Got back to the original line of scrimmage. That was a break because if he doesn't slip in the snow, he's off to the races. Fourth down, fourth and nine. So he got a little bit beyond the original line of scrimmage.
I'm guessing they go for
it. Oh, yeah.
They're getting some big chunks.
Look, we got the human... Oh, what's that machine?
the Zamboni.
The Zamboni. The human Zamboni's out the other end of the field. Keeping the every 10 yards clear. Good job, guys. The Push Broom Brigade.
Oh, and look, we have some Eskimos visiting us down at the, I guess that must be cameras.
That's right, yeah.
That's probably Ryan Macklin. Timeout, Wizards.
Windsor Brunzer, second time out. 4 seconds left in the first quarter, 8-6. Rifle with a lead. This is KMTS. Back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. Ron Melhorn and Jack Jabor. Glad you could join us on KMTS and KMTS.com. 8-6 Bears, 4 seconds left, first quarter. Windsor going for it on fourth and nine. The back is Porterfield, lone back behind Sanger. Sanger looking over the D.
I would look for an option right, a pitch, but nope.
Hands off to, no, it's a keeper by Sanger, and he fumbles the ball. It's picked up. It is picked up, and it might be a first down.
Can you believe that? He
on
was
a
stopped.
Fumble.
Did he fumble it, or did he actually pitch
Porterfield
it?
Porterfield fumbled it, and it was recovered.
Well, it was Sanger carrying.
Yeah. Sanger, sorry. It was a first down. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he was stopped after about 3 yards.
I think it was Porter. No, it was 25.
So that would be...
That was Vincent Hooley. That's the end of the first quarter. Boy, fourth and nine, and the Wizards on a fumble get a first down. We go to the second quarter. 8-6 Bears. Quarterfinal playoffs from Rifle High School. This is KMTS. Here we go. Hand off to Porterfield. Right side has some running room. Kind of tiptoes his way through the snowy conditions and carries up to the 11-yard line. 8-6 Bears, first, second quarter just underway. Listen to this score. Palisade 47, Kennedy 7. Is that right?
Look at the Bulldogs go.
Here they are playing Kennedy, right?
Kennedy is now the highest ranking team in this in the state with Canyon City gone.
Sanger fakes the handoff, pitch play, right side. There's Aaron Schmidt, and Schmidt carries to the end zone for a touchdown, 11 yards. They fake the dive, pitch to Aaron Schmidt, and the 6'2", 200-pound senior takes it to pay dirt. And the key play, that fourth and nine fumble that went for a first down. It's 11:24 to go here in the second quarter. Wizards missed their first extra point.
Well, now they're going to have to go for two almost.
So Schmidt has both touchdowns.
And they are, it looks like, going for two.
And is Dresser in the backfield, man in motion. Whistles, and the ball carrier Dresser driven to the turf. Two-point conversion, no good.
I think the whistles were just blowing it dead because they were driving it backwards.
Procedure against Windsor.
Well, are they going to get another chance then? Oh, they are. Look at there. Bears can't decline the penalty because it was before the play was completed. Boy, the Bears are not getting those little breaks today. They force a, they stop a fourth down run. They force a fumble, and it turns into a first down. And now here they stop the two-point conversion, and instead of getting the ball on the kickoff, Windsor gets another try.
12-8 Windsor. They break from the huddle. Going for two again. Sanger, pitch play left side. It's a pass, and it is incomplete. It hit the ground. Oh, are you kidding me? No. Alex Baldwin, he's acting like a Baldwin brother, saying, I caught it. Not a chance. That bounced off the turf.
And A.J. Cordova helping up one of the
wizards
in the back.
11:22 to go in the first half. It is Windsor 12, Rifle 8. This is KMTS. So Aaron Schmidt, Mr. Touchdown for the Windsor Wizards, has two of them today. Both PATs have failed for the Wizards. They lead 12-8, 11:22 to go here in the first half. Here's the kick. Low kick, Squibber. And downed at the 25-yard line by Kimi Payan. Bears now going left to right. Bears scored on a touchdown run by Ryan Muller. 3-yard touchdown run that capped off the big play on that drive for the Bears with a 67-yard run by Muller. Brandon Kittle hasn't been able to get much going here on the running game. Going wide left is Wagler. And that's going to be a procedure against Rifle. Good movement before the snap, and it's going to come back 5 yards. So first and 15 from the 20.
Well, one of the significant things in that drive by Windsor, which went 12 plays, 77 yards, and almost 6 minutes, was remember, Windsor had a personal foul, and they were facing a third and 20. And Porterfield broke off a big run to get a lot of that back.
Let's go, Bears!
And then Dooley, of course, or Dooley. Vince, why am I thinking Vince?
Vince Dooley, Georgia head coach, former Georgia head coach.
Dooley.
Rice under center. Hands off right side. Now cutting it up the middle is Kamal Johnson.
And he's been an effective runner for him, but we've not seen him carry the ball once in any of the games that we've played or we've covered.
Got beyond the original line of scrimmage and then an extra two. So second down and 8. For the Bears. 12-8 Windsor. 10:55 to go. Snow continues to fall here in Rifle. Rice turns, hands off to Kamal Johnson again. Stacked up. Stop for a 1-yard gain. Third down and 7.
Kevin Lee with a carry.
Big about third and six.
Third and six.
And Rice is on the sideline, so Taylor Webb calling the play. Webb's in a quarterback. See if they got up their sleeve here. Webb takes a snap, wants to keep it. Now
that's a pass.
He throws it forward. It is
underhand.
And
it was caught.
It was like a slow pitch softball. He's going to be short of the first down, I think. This is going to be very close. They might have to call for a measurement.
Boy, was that dangerous.
They are going to call for a measurement. That was strange.
An underhand pitch. It is definitely a forward pass. You don't have to throw it overhand.
Shane Gay's going to have to run across the field here. Easy IT is a proud sponsor of the Rifle Bears. Easy IT is also proud to announce their grand opening Saturday, December 3rd at 120 West 4th Street in Rifle. Lots of giveaways, food, and coloring contests for the kids. Easy IT makes it IT easy. Go Bears.
They got it.
They stretch it out, and they got it by the length of the kickoff. That was the goofiest looking play. That was something you do in your backyard.
Well, it was an option. Webb was heading towards us, toward the Rifle side of the field, and then as the defense closed in around him, he just flipped it over their head.
Yeah.
Like a shortstop, flipping the ball to the second baseman for a double play.
How about that?
Johnson still in the backfield. Muller out.
That counts as a completed pass.
Hand off to Brandon Kittle. Spun around there. Driven to the turf. Drop for a loss. Well, looks like no gain. Second and 10.
Kittle has not been able to get anything going.
Brian Muller still on the sidelines.
You mean Rice? Oh, and
yeah,
Muller.
Muller, yeah.
Rice as well, right?
No, Rice is talking to Coach. Getting the play.
Okay, so he is in there.
9:35 to go. Here in the first half, 12-8 Windsor. Wagler wide left. It's Kamal Johnson. The long back. Rice going to throw. A little hitch pass. Incomplete. Intended for Taylor Webb. A little wheel route. Going to bring up third and 10.
Taylor Webb, so incomplete. The third down at 10.
Was Webb operating from quarterback when he... when he ran that option, he was, right? Okay.
Third down at 10.
Look at number 5 on the sideline. Just kind of rocking back and forth. Nobody's attending to him. It's not like he's injured. But maybe, well, remember what Todd Ellis said to us before the game? That Muller missed a couple of practices this week.
Rice keeps it, and Rice falls to blockers, has a first down. It looked like a busted play. And while he was in the backfield, he said, you know what, I better just run this. And he ran like crazy, followed his blockers, and got the first down, gave him about 12.
He got right behind Taylor Webb and just kind of put a hand on his shoulder like you're coached to do and followed his blocker.
Carries up to the 48-yard line. Of Rifle, 12-8 Windsor, 9 minutes to go first half.
That was an 18-yard gain. By far the longest run we've seen by Rice this year. And the Bears have
quick snap, hand off to Kamal Johnson, carries across to the 50-yard line. Gain of 2, second down and 8. Ryan Muller still on the sidelines.
But as I was saying, remember Todd said that Muller missed a couple of days of practice. He didn't tell us what was going on.
Yeah. 47-7 Palisade leading Kennedy at Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction. That's incredible.
I'm guessing, maybe stomach illness or something
could
like
be.
That. And he's just feeling faint, perhaps.
Kittle in motion, gets the play, sweep left side, nowhere to go. He is driven back. In there to make the tackle. Lucas Watts, 6 foot, 200 pounds. He was in there like he knew the play.
Boy, nothing wide is working for the Bears.
No.
At all.
Loss of 5, third down and 13 now.
The linemen can't get their blocks. They can't get out of, can't pull. Kittle in the first quarter, 3 carries for minus 5 yards. Now he's two for minus 5 this quarter.
Shift on, Cordova to the left side. Nice with a long count. Back to throw. Sets up, screen pass to Webb, and he's brought down. And Lucas Watts again.
Like he lost a couple.
Oh, he lost more. Yeah, another 2 yards. It's going to bring up 4th and 15, and Bears will have to punt it away. 7:13 to go in the first half. 12-8 Windsor.
Wegler's punted twice, once for 38 and the other time 25 yards.
Punt is away, end over end. Back to receive, Lance Cox takes it across the 40, knocked out the 45. On the near sideline. Kamal Johnson on the tackle. And the Wizards will start from their own 45.
Another 25-yard kick.
Wizards lead it 12-8 with 6:53 to go in the first half. Well, the warmest person here today might be the whoever's wearing the Bears costume.
Oh, no, I think it's the Zamboni runners.
That's
racing
yeah.
back and forth yeah. on the yard stripes. Bear defense got to come up big.
Sanger,
here.
The quarterback, fakes the handoff, keeps it right side. Sanger across the 50, fumbles the ball, but the ball's blown dead. The ball's a helmet, excuse me. Somebody's head come off there. Cordova's helmet. Gain of 8 of 9, 2nd and 1. Sanger over 1,000 yards on the ground during the regular season for the Windsor Wizards.
First quarter, 9 carries for 64 yards.
Now Porterfield in and running back for Windsor. 3 touchdowns last week in their win over Holy Family. He's the lone back.
He's averaging 9 yards.
He gets the pitch left side. And he stood up, knocked down.
Cordova hit him first.
Javier Nunez came in to finish him off. First down, though, for the Windsor Wizards. No run to the left side where Joey O'Connor is, the Division I bound offensive tackle.
And he's still in the ball game. Remember, we said he was limping off, or actually never did leave the ball
no.
game. Just limped back to the huddle, showing a little toughness there.
Well, he's a stout-looking young man. Left tackle. Man in motion. A pitch play to Schmidt. Schmidt kind of scooting along the snowy turf, gets across the 40. And Schmidt is shaken up a little bit. He's helped up.
Well, just the variety of the backs carrying the ball is giving Rifle some trouble, not to mention the fact, you know, we talked about their linemen averaging 6'4", so if you're a linebacker back there, you just can't see who has the ball.
Carried up to the Bears' 39-yard line, 2nd down and 6
like
for the Wizards.
Running behind a wall.
12-8 Windsor, 5:20 to go, first half. Porterfield, the lone back behind Sanger. Under center, fakes the dive, fakes the pitch, spins, breaks a couple tackles, and gets across the 35.
And there's the triple option.
And it's going to be right at the 35. That'll bring him 3rd down and about two yards to go, 2.5. Wizards lead 12-8. Wide receivers, they don't get a lot, their number called much for the Wizards.
They got a lot of blocking credit from their
and
coach.
And out to Porterfield, has the 1st down, still on his feet. Now, no, that's not Porterfield. That is number 22, Dresser. And Dresser carries for the 1st down.
Windsor had
Kellen Lee with a tackle for the Bears.
6 first downs to 1 for Rifle in that first quarter. And they are continuing that domination here.
Carries up to the Rifle 27-yard line. Porterfield to back. Man in motion, hand off to Porterfield, left side. Kind of tiptoeing his way through, and a good tackle made there by Cody Buford. Short gain. Zach Bear also on the tackle.
Porterfield does tiptoe when he runs.
Joey O'Connor, it does not look like he's feeling 100%.
Well,
he had to be helped up.
I remember he did seem appear to hurt an ankle or something.
Coming up at the four-minute mark here in the first half, 12-8 Windsor, second down and 9. A little confusion there. Sanger breaks a couple tackles, spins forward for a couple of yards. It gets across the 25 to the 23-yard line of Rifle. Third down. And about 7 yards to go.
Third down and 7 from the 24.
Big third down here for the Bears defense. Porterfield coming in, Dresser out. Schmidt doesn't get the ball much, but when he does, he's effective. He's got 2 touchdowns. Schmidt slot left. Sanger hands off to Porterfield. He's hit, breaks the tackle, still on his feet, scoots forward. He's short of the first down. They'll go for it easily. And he carries up to the 20-yard line.
Well, that's bring too bad. And short. I think it was Taylor Webb in the backfield. Got a piece of him, but you know, you just can't drive with your legs in these kind of conditions. And arm tackle wasn't enough.
4th and 3 for the Wizards. Porterfield coming out. Dresser back in. Chris Jones, the head coach for the Windsor Wizards in his 5th year.
4th down. Here it is.
4th and 3. Sanger under center. And timeout called Rifle. That's their 2nd timeout. We'll take a break. 2:46 to go. First half, it's Windsor 12, Rifle 8. This is KMTS. And we're back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. 12-8 our score. Windsor leading the Rifle Bears. 4th down and 3. Bears called their 2nd timeout. See if the defense can cook up here and maybe get a stop. Joseph Sanger, the quarterback, under center. Comes the pressure from the quarterback. Hand off to, no, it's a keeper by Sanger after he fakes the dive, and he's got the first down and much more. Still going, still sliding across the snow. And they're going to mark him down the 10-yard line. First and goal for Windsor. Boy, he just can't stop the beef, the steamroller.
He faked the ball to Dresser, and Dresser was in the backfield, and nobody tackled him, so nobody bought that fake. But they still weren't able to get Sanger. That's a big first down, boy. They could have stopped him there. Now they're inside, well, right at the 20, it looks like.
That's at the 10.
That's 10. I'm sorry.
Sanger, pitch play left side to Schmidt, and Schmidt is driven to the turf. He is hit immediately. By Kamal Johnson. Schmidt got the pitch, and it was Mr. Johnson saying, "How do you do?" He was in his grill in a hurry. Lost 3, 2nd and 13. 12-8 Windsor. Porterfield out, Dresser in for the Wizards. Comes in with a play.
Boy, 3 first downs on this drive, and remember, it started at almost at midfield on Windsor 45.
Matt in motion. They fake the dive. A quick pitch to Schmidt, and he's upended. Nice tackle made by Kellen Lee. Well, Schmidt can't get anywhere. Another loss. That's a loss of...
I don't know if that was a pass or a pitch.
Poorly executed play, whatever it was. And
because of the penetration of the Bears, they got the quarterback quick. All of a sudden, the defense seemed to figure out this option. Offense just in time.
Yeah, for it looked like Sanger said, "I don't want any part of this," and he pitched it as he was falling to the ground.
Awesome, about 4.
Third down and goal from the 17. Sanger hands off, sweep left side to Porterfield. That's number 25, Vincent Hooley, and Hooley carries to the 5-yard line.
Boy, just when you think the Bears have got him stopped, they get a big run.
Hooley's been the motion man most of the afternoon.
They
took that sweep from the right slot.
Got a 4th and 3 at the 20, and Sanger broke it for 10.
4th and goal from the 5. Here we go.
That one 12 yards.
36 seconds left in the half. Sanger under center. And timeout. Bears, their 3rd and final timeout. 32 seconds left. 12-8 Windsor. This is KMTS.
Timeout, Rifle.
And we're back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. 12-8 our score, 32 seconds to go. Windsor with the four-point lead. They have a fourth and goal from the five. Bears were in their last timeout. That Palisade-Kennedy game was the final score they played, I guess, last night. They were supposed to play today, but they beat Kennedy 47-7. So Palisade will play the winner of the Silver Creek-Lewis Palmer game in the semifinals. Here we go. Big goal line stand for the Bears. Sanger. Dive play. Ball's loose. Ball is loose. I thought it was. He is short of the goal line. A short gain, and the Bears will probably take a knee this deep in their own territory. And a big goal line stand for the Rifle Bears.
It looked like the ball went down, and Sanger just fell on it at the five.
In fact, he didn't gain a yard.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he had a couple yards, but...
No, I saw that ball go straight down as he was pivoting to hand it off.
Yep, Bears all bunched up. They're going to take a knee here, just deep in their territory. So Bears will go in at halftime, down 4 points to the big bad Windsor Wizards. Halftime, Windsor 12, Rifle 8. You're listening to KMTS and KMTS.com. And we're back to Bears Stadium. We're on Milhorn and Jack Jabbour here on KMTS. Rifle Bears trailing the Windsor Wizards 12-8 in this semifinal or quarterfinal playoff game. The winner will move on to play the winner of the Devlin Frederick game. Looking at my brackets here. And right now, Frederick leading Devlin after one quarter. This is the last update, 7-0. So Frederick, the upset team du jour, they knocked off Canyon City last week, and they are leading Devlin right now, 7-0. 12-8 our score here. Windsor scored first. The Windsor Wizards, Aaron Schmidt, two touchdowns on the afternoon so far for Schmidt. He scored at the 6:34 mark. A 15-yard touchdown run. The PAT was no good. It was a low kick. I think the kicker lost his footing. So 6-0 Windsor at that point. Rifle came back on their second possession. And a 67-yard run by Ryan Muller was the big play for the Bears. Got them in scoring position from down to the 5-yard line. Muller carried it once and then got to the 3. And then the next play, he took it in the end zone for the touchdown and a two-point conversion by Taylor Webb. The holder took the snap and ran it right for the right pylon, the far side. Gave the Bears the 8-6 lead. They led for the rest of the quarter, and then early in the second quarter, it was Aaron Schmidt again for the Windsor Wizards. An 11-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion failed. They had two cracks at the end zone for that two-pointer, and no good. So 12-8 our score as both teams trying to keep their footing. The linemen have a big challenge at keeping those low, short, choppy steps to maintain their blocks. But so far, the Windsor backs getting the best of the situation as Porterfield and Schmidt and Sanger has been very tough to stop. Leading ball carrier on the season for the Windsor Wizards. He's been extremely tough, and the Bears need to make some adjustments and watch that that fake. He fakes that dive, and then he'll carry it. Joseph Sanger leading the way on the ground for the Windsor Wizards, the 6'1", 180-pound junior.
Well, a couple of interesting developments in that first half. Probably the most significant for Rifle is that Ryan Muller did not play in the second quarter. And we heard from Principal Todd Ellis before the game that he'd been not feeling too well during the week and had actually missed a couple of days. And, you know, we can only speculate with what. You know, there's been a lot of stuff, as usual, at a school being passed around. But unfortunate time for Ryan Muller not to be 100%. And, boy, did they miss him in that second quarter. The Bears carried the ball seven times for just 18 yards in the second quarter, seven times for 69 yards in the first quarter. At halftime, the Bears have gained 87 yards. They've tried three passes, and oddly enough, from three different players. Ryan Moeller on a halfback option, and by the way, that came after the Bears' first score when Rifle recovered the onside kick, and it seemed like they had some momentum going. They tried a halfback pass with Moeller. He threw a nice ball, but it was about 15 yards beyond his intended receiver. Had that been completed for the big place, it certainly would have made a difference in this ball game. But you mentioned that Sanger and company have been grinding it out, and they certainly have. Sanger's carried the ball 14 times for 89 yards. William Drester, four carries for 22. Jordan Porterfield, eight times for 53. Vince Hooley hasn't been too effective carrying the ball, except he scooped up, remember, that fumble in the middle of that second scoring drive.
Right.
So that was a significant gain. He got a first down instead of it was a fourth down play. It would have been Rifle's ball. So the ball been bouncing somewhat Windsor's way so far. And then Aaron Schmidt, the fullback, six carries for 28 yards and the two touchdowns, as you mentioned. So altogether, 34 carries, 200 yards for Windsor to 14 carries, 87 for the Bears. The first downs look about the same. Nine for Windsor, three for Rifle. Windsor has bobbled the ball three times, lost it once, of course, on the onside kick. Rifle has not been penalized so far this half. And, the adjustments may have to be offensively more than anything else for the Bears. Of course, they did give up a long drive there at the end of the second quarter. 13 plays over almost 6.5 minutes, but they managed to stop Windsor at the 5-yard line. Otherwise, we'd be looking at a little more formidable obstacle here. But just 12-8, that's, you know, one score is all it takes. And of course, last week, the Bears unable to score in the second half. They got that 14-0 lead and hung on, the defense doing the job. So the defense got a lot to figure out here, mainly Joe Sanger, I think. Porterfield's hurt him a little bit, certainly, and he's run the ball effectively, but Sanger is by far, and we knew that coming in. He's our leading ball carrier. He's the quarterback. He keeps the ball a lot. And, you know, when you defend an option, you've got to have somebody on the quarterback.
Yep.
And so I don't know what's going on with the guy that's got the quarterback, but evidently he's not getting to him, at least not initially.
And we'll see what Ryan Moeller come. I'm sure he'll come back in to start the second half. 12-8 our score. Windsor leading Rifle. Other scores around the state. Devlin now leading Frederick 14-7, and that is almost at halftime. Again, Palisade beat Kennedy last night 47-7. Don't have a score on the Silver Creek Lewis Palmer game. In 2A, Olathe trailing Brush at halftime 13-6.
No matter what happens, Rifle will play on the road next week if they, you know, no matter who they play.
Yeah, they win, they travel. So either Devlin or Frederick. Faith Christian leading Kent Denver 15-7. Eaton leading Bayfield 7-0. Florence over Bennett 28-7. And Burlington leading Lions 47-0. Hotchkiss, one of the top teams in 2A. They're the number two team, trailing Wiggins late in the second quarter 28-0. So a bit of a surprise there. 12-8 our score here. Windsor leading the Rifle Bears in this quarterfinal playoff game.
Happy birthday, Mandy Wells.
Quite a few people listening online. We glad to have you along at KMTS.com.
Colorado 3A football.
Looking at Windsor's
47, Kennedy 7. NCAA football
record
45, Nebraska 17, and that's the final.
Their only loss was to Silver Creek this season.
That's in the first quarter. That's your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by your booth.
Last year, Windsor was 8-4 overall. 4-1 in the Tri-Valley Conference. in 2009. 9-3, 7-2 under Coach Chris Jones. Lost to Steamboat Springs, the eventual state champion Sailors that year. In the second round game, the quarterfinals, 31-7. And then now Steamboat, boy, talk about a program that's hit the skids. Haven't won a game in 2 years. You know, we last called a Windsor rifle game in 1999. This rifle won that one here at Bear Stadium in the old press box, 1913, back when they used to have room for us. Now, I know Todd Ellis is, it's a stick in his craw. He's frustrated over the way things came out, the way the final design came out with this press box. But hey, we're happy to be here. Postseason football, always fun. And I took a couple photos for the record to show my little contraption that I invented here to keep our equipment dry.
Well, and if Rifle wins, maybe if we're on the road next week, they'll have room for us in the end. But if not,
I'll be prepared.
It won't be the first time.
Bears come back out on the field to get warmed up for the second half. 12-8 our score. Windsor leading the Bears. Keep it tuned to KMTS. Be right back after this. Back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. Ron Miller, Jack Jabor here on KMTS and KMTS.com. The Rifle Bears trailing the Windsor Wizards. So we get ready to start the second half. 12-8 our score. Hard fought first half as both teams trying to get their footing on this snow covered field. But hats off to the Zamboni crew, the mechanical sort, and the human Zambonis. All the crews out there with the push brooms, keeping the 10-yard markers.
And the five in between.
Yeah.
They've been busy. Staying warm.
The plays at one end of the field. You got the crew down here sweeping off. Oh, I remember a game at Battle Mountain High School in 1985. Battle Mountain in Manitou Springs, Florida, have mercy. They had two snow plows out there. Referees even with brooms and shovels. It was deep. Your Jeff Campbell and the Battle Mountain Huskies went to the state championship. 12-8 our score here as we get ready to start the second half. Windsor leading Rifle. And Windsor will get the ball to start the second half.
Well, it'll be a quick test for the Rifle defense. See if they've been able to make some kind of adjustments at halftime to slow down that option attack. And primarily, Joe Sanger. Or will they try another onside kick and try to keep the ball away from them again? Sanger is in the middle.
Gutierrez
of the front line for Windsor. Now, how odd is that for your quarterback to be on your kick return team on the front line?
Yeah.
But obviously they're wary of the Bears' onside kick.
Blake Bundy deep to receive. He probably won't see the ball, though. Kicks have been going short. These. Ball is off the tee and laying down at the 40.
The Bears always do that.
Yeah.
They huddle up right behind the ball, rush at it, and then spread out generally, although they didn't the last time. And
they're going to spread out. Gutierrez will put it on the tee.
And now Joe Sanger has to block. He's in the front five.
Here's Gutierrez with a kick.
And it's
a short
kind of a
pooch kick to the right side.
And it's
loose. And Schmidt
covered.
Got a hand on it and went over his head. And he had to turn around and cover it at about the 27-yard line.
And nice kick by Gutierrez. He chipped it.
Yeah. Looked like a bad hop grounder on turf.
A little pop-up.
Yep.
Trying to drop it in behind the second line of the kick return team. And Schmidt got back there, but the ball was loose for a moment, but he turned around and fell on it quickly.
They marked the ball at the 26-yard line of the Wizards. Windsor leading at 12-8. Windsor has the ball now. Their first play from scrimmage in the second half. Hooley in motion, whistle blows, and flags fly.
Cooley looked like he was skating on a pond in motion there. His feet were just kind of going out from under him, these big, long, you know, watch me skate strides.
Oh, offsides against the Rifle Bears.
Well, that makes things a little easier.
We'll move it up to the Windsor 31-yard line.
First penalty of the game against Rifle.
Second and five.
Boy, Windsor doesn't need any help getting first downs here. They have nine to the Bears' three.
Dresser, the long back behind Sanger. Sanger keeps it right off the snap. Stood up, driven, finally corralled to the turf by Taylor Webb.
Cody Buford was blitzing on that play, and as he hit the turf, big O'Connor, 6'5", Joey O'Connor, helped him to his feet, and boy, he looked like he was double Buford's size.
Second down and one. Well, Sanger, when he keeps it, he's following his center, 6'4", 320-pound Trenton Noller. 320, good Lord. Bears jumped.
Again.
And it gives them an automatic first down. 12-8 Windsor. No, this time it's called against the Wizards.
Drawn offsides.
So a break for the Bears there. They'll come back 5 yards. That'll bring up second down and six.
As we play flag football, 5 yards up, 5 yards back.
Second down and six. Bears fans pounding the stands and their feet, probably just to keep them warm. So they always make noise.
No surprise. We've only had three pass attempts in the game.
Sweep to the right side. Here comes Schmidt. Nowhere to go. He is buried. One, two, three, four Bears tackling, including Kittle and Webb.
And you know what? One thing, I don't know if I wasn't looking for it in the first half, but it appears like the Bears are sending one or two players on every play now from the either, you know, they're blitzing from one of the cornerbacks or certainly the linebackers. Somebody is trying to get through a gap and clog things up in that option attack. And it
loss
that
of,
time.
Loss of three back to the 28-yard line of the Wizards. Third down and eight. Receivers for the Wizards, left and right, both have clean jerseys. Fake the dive, pitch play. It's a bad play.
Off
the ground. And it's recovered by Windsor, but a huge loss inside the 20, almost close to the 15-yard line. And the Bears with an opportunity to get the ball in great field position.
You know, I wish I'd picked off a number because we talked about one of the things you have to do in the option attack is hit that quarterback, and somebody did force that really poor pitch, and there were two blue jerseys and one white jersey after it. And Windsor got it, but they're going to have to kick for the first time from the 13 or so, 14.
Yep.
Loss of 14.
Hunter takes it around the 6-yard line, gets it away, end over end kick. Pretty good kick. Going back for it is Kellen Lee, and he has to fall on the ball.
He was hoping to pick it up and run because he had plenty of room. So the footing was terrible.
Ended up being a good punt for the Windsor Wizards. The Bears have it at their own 33-yard line. 12-8 Windsor, 9:29 to go in the third quarter.
I was just trying to read the other scoreboard. And the flakes are really falling.
Visibility is very poor. Boy, Todd Ellis and Troy Phillips. The administration of the Rifle High School getting the workout with the brooms and the shovels. Here we go. Bears with their first possession in the second half. Quick handoff and flags fly. And Mueller still not in the game. Starting Kamal Johnson. He got the handoff. It is procedure against Rifle.
Let's see, I'm looking for number five, see if he's on the sideline.
Don't, there he is on the bicycle, on the stationary bike.
Oh, okay. Talking to a teammate. Don't know if we'll see him again or not.
First and 15 for the Bears. Sweep, No, handoff over the middle. Kamal Johnson breaks a couple of tackles, gets across the 40, and Aaron Schmidt with a touchdown-saving tackle.
Not quite a first down, however. Still a few yards to go.
Second down and two, so a gain of 13 for Kamal Johnson. Sophomore running back picking up the slack for the apparently shaken up Ryan Moeller. He's now off the stationary bike. Hand off over the middle.
Close
no gain.
First down.
Well, they might give him a forward
Johnson
progress.
With the carry brought down by Jake Neen.
Johnson with the carry again.
No gain on the play.
No gain. Third and no. He did get a short gain. And now they're calling for a measurement. 12-8, Windsor with the lead. 8:28 to go here in the third quarter. If you think all realtors are the same, you've never worked with Sherrill & Company Real Estate. With a reputation of honest dealings and innovative thinking, call Sherrill & Company for all of your real estate and property management needs. Sherrill & Company Real Estate, 65-44-41, 65-44-41. Speaking of real estate, Bears got just enough to get the first down. Adam Rice comes in with the play from Coach Damon Wells. 12-8 Windsor. First and 10 Bears at their own 44.
Go Bears!
Kittle a slot left. They hand it off to Alexa, who slot right, I'm sorry, and gain of a yard. Second down and nine.
Boy, Kittle has carried the ball six times for a negative 9 yards in this game, and that is just not what the Bears expect out of him. But his kind of game is just negated by the field conditions. He's almost always in motion. There's Webb
in motion. Long count for Rice. Takes the snap. Well, takes it. Adam Rice with a first down. Rice doing his own Mr. Sanger impersonation. Adam Rice.
And it almost looked like he didn't quite get the snap. And so he just grabbed it and saw space just to the right of the center and took a big step through it. And then he found daylight.
Into Wizard territory. First and 10 Bears. Ball at the 44-yard line of Windsor, 12-8, Wizards lead, 7:30 to go, first half, or third quarter, excuse me.
That was an 11-yard gain.
Webb is slot right. Cordova shifts to tight end to the right side. Hand off to Kamal Johnson. Johnson kind of tiptoeing his way for a couple of yards.
You remember the Denver Broncos used to be able to put any back in their backfield and he'd get 1,000 yards because their blocking scheme was so good and they executed it so well.
Back in the day of Alex Gibbs, the offensive line guru for Mike Shanahan for so many years.
But I don't know that Kamal Johnson is the equal of Ryan Moeller. You know, there's Ryan now standing on the sidelines. Moeller used to just hit the line, and then he'd break one, just like he did in the first quarter.
Second down and eight for the Bears. Hand out to Johnson, left tackle. Johnson fighting his way forward. He'll give him a fourth. He's still on his feet. Breaks a couple of tackles. And that effort got him another yard or two. Kamal Johnson with a yeoman's effort.
And I would guess he's not more than about 5'9", maybe. 145 pounds. He does not look like a big man.
Darius up to the Wizards 38-yard line. Third down and four. 12-8 Windsor. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Webb in the backfield. Kittle. Webb goes in motion. Kind of sidestepping it. Hand off to Johnson. Johnson has the first down. I think he's going to be very close.
Just running behind Webb in the right side of the Bear line.
Carried to the 35. He's going to be about a yard short. Fourth and a yard.
No surprise what the Bears will do here. except that they can't give it to number five because he's on the sidelines.
I think for Rice to maybe keep it here.
He's had some luck.
Yeah.
Not luck, but success.
The nose guard for Windsor, 6'4", 215, Connor Larson. See what they do here. Fourth and a yard for the Bears. Big play here. 12-8 Windsor. Three in the backfield. Windsor jumped. It's Kamal Johnson. Johnson is short of the first down. And there's a little scuffle going on over here away from the play between Cody Buford.
There was definitely movement on the Windsor line, but they may not have crossed the plane.
No.
Obviously, they did not in the eyes of the referees.
Looks like maybe just his hips came up and he didn't come across the line. So Windsor holds a big fourth and a yard. And they take over, first and 10 at their own 35. Wizards lead 12-8. 4:53 to go in the third quarter.
Well, that's a tough break for Rifle. You know Ryan Muller would have had those yards. He's just a tough runner, and there he is back
on the bike.
The flag
is thrown.
That's a little late.
And the flag thrown by the referee on the far side. Wonder if it's unsportsmanlike. It is unsportsmanlike against Windsor. The referee on the far side probably heard something in his right ear. Somebody muttering something. Why? Well, I mean, they got the ball.
Yeah, maybe they were taunting. That's not permitted either.
Boy, that's not a smart move by whoever committed the penalty there. They insulted the ref for something. Here we go. So now it's a first down and a 25 for the Wizards. Sanger, looked like Windsor jumped early. Sanger keeps it right over the middle. Short game. Gain of three, second down and 22. 12-8 Windsor, 4:36 to go in the third quarter. Dresser comes out, Porterfield in at running back. Ryan Muller still on that stationary bike. Joey Sanger under center.
He has a bag.
Pitch play right side of Porterfield. Breaks one tackle and in there to make the tackle.
Kittle.
Gets his head down there. Brandon Kittle fighting off a block. Brings up third down and about 16 yards to go.
Third down and 16 from the 29.
From the 29-yard line.
I wonder if it's like a muscle thing. Because Ryan Muller has a couple of plastic bags over his thighs.
Yeah, maybe
he's trying to keep them warm.
I haven't seen him limping or anything.
I wouldn't think it's ice in this situation,
no.
But it might be trying to generate some warmth.
Third down and 16 for the Wizards. Here comes the linebackers with the rifle. They're showing pressure. And on, that's a keeper by Sanger, and Sanger is brought down. No gain, maybe a yard. It'll be fourth and long.
Copeland in there. And I guess you pronounce it Relis. Listening to the PA.
And a flag was thrown.
Yeah, there is a flag.
They were talking to Joey O'Connor. They waved, now they wave it off.
Fourth down. The Bears have held that. It should be fourth. Isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is fourth. Windsor on the coming on to punt the ball. 3:25 to go. Third quarter. 12-8 Windsor. And Taylor Webb back to receive the punts. Porterfield on to punt it.
Yeah, and so anytime you see a running back there as the punter, always got to think they might fake it from this part of the field. I don't think so.
Steps up, gets the punt away. Pretty good punt. Webb lets this one roll and roll and roll inside the 10 to the 9-yard line.
Big mistake. If he just fair catches that ball, the Bears have it about the 25 or maybe the 30.
12-8, Windsor leading, 3:06 to go. Third quarter. God's Coverage invites you to celebrate the season with generous rebates on select styles of Hunter Douglas window products. through December 12th. Get rebates up to $300 plus additional federal tax credits up to $500 on select honeycomb shades. For all the details, call Gotcha Covered today, 945-4010, 945-4010.
That was a 62-yard punt with the roll. And the Bears back up to about their 8-yard line.
Nine. Rice under center. Muller, is he back in?
He's not on the bike.
Ryan Muller.
It is. Ryan Muller is back in.
And I
gain of a yard, second and nine.
The plastic bags were that he had on him. They're just covering the machinery, keeping it somewhat dry.
Second down and nine. Muller with several 300-plus yard games rushing this season.
74 yards in the first quarter, and that was his first carry since then.
Three in the backfield. Now they shift. Cordova tight right. Rice, hands off, die play over the middle.
That's so quiet!
Cody Buford drove his man back Muller, 5 yards.
Muller with the carry, McAvoy with the tackle. Gain of three. Third down and six for the Rifle Bears. 12-8 Windsor, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Rice under center. Terrence hands off to Muller. He's stacked up and driven down. Fourth down, the Bears have to punt it away.
Unless they get some kind of break going Rifle's way, Windsor's going to have terrific field position here, a short field to go to add to their lead as we wind down in the third quarter.
Lance Cox back to receive the punts along with Lauren Camerzell.
Wegler's averaging about 30 yards a punt this game.
Good snap. Punt is away. Good punt. And going to let it bounce last. Lance Cox, now he picks it up. And he's brought down immediately. Tackled by Lee Harrison. Cox let it go past him, but he's going to leave the ball alone. Decided to pick it up and dropped at the 44-yard line of Windsor. A minute 13 to go, third quarter, 12-8, Windsor leads. Why accept the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries? Come to Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports high school sports. First and 10, Windsor from their own 44. Sanger under center, looks over the D. Drescher the lone back. Sanger's going to throw a little hitch pass to Hooley. Hooley to the 50, the 45, and upended at the Bears' 44-yard line.
Hooley with the carry.
Is that the second pass?
First, I think.
Boy. All season long, we're calling, you know, spread offenses run by Rifle and some other schools.
Glenwood,
all year long, and just back to good old grinded out football. 53 seconds left. Drescher the back. Hand off to Drescher. And the Bears drop him right away after a short game. Hugo Ruelas on the tackle. Minimum yards, second and nine. 34 seconds left here in the third quarter. We have a couple of goose eggs here in this third quarter.
So far.
I think Windsor's going to let this run down.
It appears as if, yeah.
There's Alex Baldwin running in with a play. Now they're going to break from the huddle, try to get a play off here. 13 seconds, 12, 11, 10. Sanger hands off to Drescher, left side. He's upended. 1 yard gain. That's going to bring up third down and about seven when we start the fourth quarter after this on KMTS. 12-8 Windsor. We go to the fourth quarter here at Bear Stadium in Rifle High School. The Bears trailing the Windsor Wizards 12-8. Third down and nine for the Wizards as they switch sides. Pitch play, left side to Schmidt. Schmidt breaks a couple of tackles, has the first down still on his feet. And a flag is thrown. Cordova with the tackle. Aaron Schmidt. No flag. I thought I saw a flag thrown. That was a great run by Schmidt. He broke a couple of tackles, almost went to the turf, put his hand down to keep his balance, and got extra yards. Carried up to the 26-yard line of Rifle. 12-8 Windsor. Called the left hash mark. Sanger with a keeper right over the middle. Following his big 320-pound center, carries up to the 20-yard line.
Sanger with a carry brought down by Hugo Ross.
Late third quarter score, Devlin leading Frederick 17-7. The winner of this game will play the winner of that game in the semifinals. Rush leading Olathe in 2A, 20-12. That's late in the third.
Well, the Bears want to be that team. They have to stop Windsor here.
One receiver wide to the right, one to the left. Sanger under center, second down and five. Hand off to Schmidt. Schmidt breaks a couple tackles, busts his way forward for another first down to the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Make it to 13.
Charlene and Ben Copeland with the tackle.
And Schmidt,
too, is the Windsor first down.
Getting the his number called on touchdown runs. Now carrying the load here in the fourth quarter. He scored both touchdowns for the Wizards. It was a scoreless third quarter. Now Porterfield comes in for Dressen. Dresser, rather. First and 10, Windsor at the Rifle 14. Sanger under center. Sanger fakes the dive, keeps it on the right side. He's tackled.
Pretty good job of staying home. That was fun with the tackle.
Zach Bear knifing through there to slow him down. And Copeland finished him off. Gain of a yard, second and 9. Now Porterfield out. Windsor, Dresser coming back in.
Sanger, four carries for minus 6 yards. Remember, he had that minus 18 yard on the fumble or the pitch or whatever that was.
Sanger under center. Schmidt is slot left. Long count, bad snap. Sanger picks it up and takes it over the middle. Little keeper to the 10-yard line. That'll bring up third down.
Bears did have a critical stop right before halftime. They stopped Sanger and the Wizards at the 5-yard line after about a 70-yard drive.
9:39 to go in this ball game. 12-8 Windsor. Wizards now going right to left. Dresser out. Porterfield back in.
All right at the 10.
Third down and 6. They can get a first down. Dresser under center. Pitch play sweep to Schmidt. Left side, nice breaks the tackle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Windsor.
Boy, the Bears had a chance to nail him in the backfield, and one of the Windsor backs just cracked the linebacker who had penetrated, and that freed it up.
And Schmidt has his third touchdown of the afternoon.
Last week it was Porterfield who got three, and this week one of his backfield mates. That it was a big score because now Rifle has to score twice.
Windsor going to go for two. Sanger under center. Hooley in motion. Sanger with a keeper, and he is in. He's in.
Yep.
2-point conversion is good.
Going now.
9:07 to go in the ball game. It is Windsor 20, Rifle 8. This is KMTS. Windsor now with a 20-8 lead as Aaron Schmidt scores his third touchdown of the afternoon, a 10-yard run, 2-point conversion by Sanger. Good, 20-8. Here's the kickoff. Low kick bounces on the ground, scooped up by Kellen Lee. Lee takes it on the right side. Lee's got a little roll, and he's finally brought down from behind. Nice tackle made there.
Went down with Tyler Walker.
Tyler Walker on the tackle. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take-and-bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Right in your day with a sunny tummy, complements the Sunshine's Deli in Glenwood Springs on the way to Ski Sunlight next to Mountain Market. For a sunny tummy, call Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303, 945-1303. 9:02 to go in the game. Rice under center for the Bears. Rice throws, a little hitch pass. Oh, my goodness. Taylor Webb paid dearly for that. Lauren Camerzell brought the wood and just drilled him as soon as he touched that ball.
Second and 10.
Bears don't have much of a passing game. Right down. Even the best quarterback, throwing quarterbacks, could be very effective on a day like this. Muller, the lone back. It's a handoff. My goodness gracious. That was Brandon Kittle, and Kittle driven back, dropped for a loss of two, third down and 12. Lucas Watson on the tackle, along with Connor Larson.
Kittle just has not been a factor. Seven carries for minus 11 yards now. And, of course, Ryan Moeller, 74 yards in the first quarter, only five since then.
Moeller the lone back, gets the pitch. Moeller, I think they wanted to do a reverse, and Moeller, as he tried to hand it off, is tackled in the backfield for another loss. Loss of about seven. Fourth and 17. Goodness gracious. 7:54 to go. Clock continues to run. 20-8 Windsor. Wagler gets the punt away, end over end. Lance Cox takes it near midfield. Jukes one man, spins, gets across the 45 to the 44. Tackle made by Kymie Payne. Easy IT is a proud sponsor of the Rifle Bears. Easy IT also proud to announce their grand opening Saturday, December 3rd at 120 West 4th Street in Rifle. Lots of giveaways, food, and a coloring contest for the kids. Easy IT makes it IT easy. Go Bears.
They're talking to Rifle right now, and they have not moved the chains. But I just saw an indication from one of the referees that something was declined. So evidently there was a flag against Rifle, but it's Windsor. Windsor now is in a position where they really don't need to score, but they do need to chew some clock. And they've Windsor's shown the capability of doing that. But they have the ball in really good field position. That was another 27-yard punt by Wagler, who just has not been able to get his toe into it, or maybe more likely his foot under into it.
Sanger under center. Hand off to Schmidt. Schmidt right up the middle. Schmidt.
He's
all the way. He's taking it to the house.
Yes. Webb can get it.
Ball knocked loose.
Out of the end zone. Maybe a touchback.
It is. It is a touchback.
What a play by Taylor Webb.
Taylor Webb knocked the ball loose. Schmidt was kind of hot dogging it to the end zone.
Way to not give up on the ball.
Boy,
for
that
the
was
play, Taylor Webb. That was going to be a 45-yard touchdown run. The ball was knocked loose just as he may have broken the plane, though. If they say he broke the plane, it's still a touchdown.
There's a conference going on.
Are huddling.
The officials,
but if he knocked that thing loose just before he got to the end zone, the ball went through the end zone, so it's a touchback. That was the play signaled. I don't see how they can reverse it unless somebody else had a really clear view of it.
Face mask against Rifle.
What? Okay.
Well, where did that come from?
Are they saying Webb? face masked him as he was going into the end zone? And he may have.
Are you serious?
So what are they going to do? They're going to give
Windsor a first down instead of a touchdown.
Yep.
Oh, man. What a heads-up play by Webb to knock that ball loose. I don't know. I'm not sure where the face. I guess probably somewhere when Schmidt. So Schmidt broke through the line of scrimmage. Someone grabbed his face mask.
So the ball's at, it looks like, the 12.
Yep, 12-yard line, first and 10 for Windsor. They lead 20-8, 7:31 to go in the ball game. Sanger under center. Hooley in motion. Hand off to Dresser. Dresser over left tackle. Dresser's in the end zone. Touchdown.
That was
and Joey O'Connor, the big stud D1 bound lineman, with the key block there. And that's about all she wrote.
That is really disheartening after such a spectacular play by Webb to what it looked like is keep Rifle in the ball game. Or at least give him a fighting chance.
26-8. Our score, 2-point conversion attempt, pitch to Schmidt, he's in. 28-8, 7:26 to go in the ball game, and we got a Rival Bear player shaken up. Looks like Kellen Lee slow getting up. 28-8, our score, 7:26 to go, Windsor with the lead, this KMTS. Go back to Bear Stadium, and the Windsor Wizards looks like they're moving on to the semifinals. They lead the Bears now 28-8 with 7:26 to go in the ball game. Comes the kick. William Dresser with the 12-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion, good. Ball scooped up by Kamal Johnson, and Johnson with a nice return. Carries up to the 34-yard line. Well, the Bears season going to come to an end here. Joey O'Connor with that big block on the left side. Penalty against Windsor. It's a face mask against Windsor. Going to give Rifle the ball at their own 49-yard line.
Well, what an unfortunate penalty to negate that spectacular play by Taylor Webb just a couple of moments ago.
Rice back to throw, straight back, throws over the middle, caught by Webb, and it's dropped.
He was turning upfield. He actually, it looked like he had it, but never really got to gather it in, so it was ruled incomplete. Good call.
Second and 10 for the Bears. 28-8 to Windsor. 7:15 to go in the game. Rifle fans cheering, "We believe." No reason not to believe. Muller gets, now it's a handoff to Kittle. After the fake, the Muller, Kittle goes nowhere. That may be a yard. The man who ran for almost 1,200 yards during the regular season. He's coming back along with Ryan Muller, over 2,000 yards. It's going to be a great senior class for the Rifle Bears, and they'll be right back in the thick of things next year.
Well, and sometimes they say you've got to have a game like this. You've got to get into the playoffs and do a little something in order to be able to make it happen. And that certainly happened for the Bears the year before they won their state championship.
Rice on a keeper, whistles.
And it happened for Glenwood the year they, you know, the year before. They were eliminated in the first round in a home game.
Yep.
And
lost to Sterling. Penalty against the Bears.
I still think
now another flag is thrown.
One of the Bears said something they shouldn't have, and that's going to cost them another 15. That's too bad. Don't want to lose your cool here. I mean, it's obviously game over at this point.
Yeah. But, 6:37 left in the ball game.
Sportsmanship is still a part of the ball game. Second and Silt to go.
Yeah.
For a first down.
So Windsor is going to move on and checking the.
Boy, I hope they don't have to play Frederick again. That would be.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd probably like it.
Fourth quarter, 17-13, Devlin over Frederick. So Frederick hanging in there.
Frederick's certainly coming together in the playoffs. That big win over Canyon City last week.
Third and 29 for the Bears. Take the pitch. Rice heaves one downfield, and it is almost picked off. It almost ends up with Ryan, with Taylor Webb. Schmidt got the tip.
Well, they might as well go for it fourth and 28 here. Although, there's still 6.5 minutes, so no, I guess they probably won't. Wagler's out there.
It has not stopped snowing today.
Hasn't accumulated much, really.
True. And again, kudos to the crew made up of principals and athletic directors and coaches and teachers. Doing a great job. Rice on a fourth down and 29.
And another flag. You know, the unfortunate thing for Rifle, first of all, Ryan Moeller, not 100%, so they didn't have their full, you know, arsenal in the backfield. And then the conditions are such that, and Rifle's going backwards again, are such that Brandon Kittle was pretty much taken out of the game. So Rifle basically playing with 1.5 hands tied behind their back. Really didn't have much of a chance here today.
5-yard penalty makes it 4th and 34 for the Bears.
At least they didn't have the chance to play the kind of football that they're accustomed to playing, and that's too bad. So second half has just been horrific as far as actually everything since the first
quarter. Rice back to throw. Throws one over the middle. It's intercepted. Picked off by Lance Cox. Cox is going to take it to the house. Nope, he's upended, tripped up by Moeller as he gets across the 10. Moeller with a good hustle play there, and the flag is thrown back here near the 30-yard line.
Well, that'll probably be something on the return, which will... He picked that off about the 40-yard line of the Bears, of the Bears. And returned it about to the 10, it looks like. But I'm guessing a block in the back or something like that.
Conference looks like going on with the officials here.
A fair defense coming out to play. I don't think there's going to be a reversal in possession of the ball.
Rifle fancy. Just give him a touchdown. Somebody who's not real happy with the officiating. It's going against Rifle.
No.
Wizards. Oh, Wizards. Rifle ball? I don't think so.
Well, it's unfortunate that the level of play has sort of slipped somewhat here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You need to be celebrating what this Rifle team has done, not yelling at the referees.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. So the Palisade is going to be the only. Bears call timeout. 6:19 to go in the ballgame. 28-8 Windsor. This is KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium, Rifle High School. Rifle Bears season coming to an end. marvelous year it's been. They trail the Windsor Wizards this quarterfinal playoff game, 28-8, 6:19 to go in the ball game. Wizards have the ball, first and 10 at their own at the Rifle 25-yard line. And Windsor not putting in their second team. Sanger keeps it after the fake of the dive, and he's going to take it to the end zone. Touchdown, Windsor. You kidding me?
25-yard run. Everybody took it.
Wow. Salt in the wound. That took 7 seconds.
Boy, it didn't look like there was much of a hole there, but once he stepped through it, there wasn't anybody to tackle him.
Sanger with a 25-yard touchdown run.
Third quarter was scoreless, but this fourth quarter,
you know,
three touchdowns.
Up 34-8, why would you go for two?
Because you can't kick, I guess.
I guess. Yep.
You know, after, remember what happened when the kicker tried, you know, maybe they're thinking they're going to get their kicker hurt trying to plant on this kind of a
Sanger. Ball. Oh, keeps it, and he's in.
Oh, my. So, let's see, who was that? Alex Copeland just put a hit on one of the other. Unfortunately, not the back that ran the ball.
So our score now with 6:12 to go. It's a runaway. Windsor 36, Rifle 8. Going this down. Is KMTS.
Windsor is 36, Rifle 8.
Well, the Windsor Wizards now steamrolling the Rifle Bears. 36-8, our score, 6:12 to go. And Joseph Sanger, the quarterback, 25-yard touchdown run. Also took it in for a two-point conversion.
That puts him over 100 yards for the game.
Here's the kick. Picked up by Kellen Lee and
Kamal Johnson,
carries it up to the 35-yard line.
Still a lot of time in this game, but the air is definitely out of the balloon. Probably not an appropriate analogy for this kind of day, but the snow is out of the snowman.
Handful of Rifle fans have left the premises.
Not many of them, though.
No, most of them hanging around.
And you heard the We Believe chant when we came back from the commercial, the Let's Go Rifle. So they're still supporting their guys.
To Muller. Gets maybe a yard, second down and 9.
And you know the nice thing about it, for most of these Rifle Bears, they'll be coming back. I think they lose about 9 seniors. And as we were discussing a couple of minutes ago, it seems like you have to get into the playoffs and taste it before you can really get far into the playoffs. This Windsor team was eliminated, what, in the first round last year, I think?
Yep. Kittle in motion. They fake the pitch. Rice running for his life. He's going to be munched. Sacked by Connor Larson, 6'4", 215. Surprisingly, Chris Jones not putting in his backup players. Something we're accustomed to seeing when, like Glenwood or other teams, especially Glenwood. We cover Glenwood on a regular basis. They get a big lead. His backups come in.
We're down 15 from
30. Maybe a different philosophy in Windsor. Rice under center, third down and 15. Head out to Kittle. Nothing doing. Got a yard. Oh, there's a hit away from the play. A little skirmish there between Cody Buford and Lucas Watts. That was just filthy. Come on, fellas. What is that garbage? Now, that was just uncalled for. Lucas Watts got a warning, and the palms went up. So what did I do? I didn't take a cookie. I confess, he did it. So fourth and 14. Wagner's been busy punting today, end-over-end punt. Lance Cox takes it at the 40, and he's upended. Nice tackle. Great tackle made by Kamal Johnson. He just came up and undercut him, knocked him to the turf after a 5-yard return. Yeah, it looks like, I see some clean jerseys out there for Windsor, so it looks like some backups are coming in.
Yeah, on offense, yeah, there's definitely some that we haven't seen.
Number
56
six.
Looks very pristine.
Number 6 for Windsor. Don't have his number. I see two number 5s. He must be the other. I think it's Duncan Goodridge. Die play.
He kept it. Quarterback kept it.
No, it was a handoff to number 12, Devin Ferris. Carried up to the 45-yard line of Windsor.
Blake Bundy, new quarterback, with the carry.
Blake Bundy, the quarterback? Well, he's number 8, number 6. Don't have a number 6 on the roster.
Evidently, it must be that guy.
I wonder if it's Tanner Weimers, because this kid looks about... Well, I think it's Weimers, because they list him as 6'3". He looks about to 6'3". He's a pretty tall kid. He's a keeps the ball, and he pays for it. Tackled there by Cordova.
Shelton Walker with the carry. Brought down to Javier Nunez and A.J. Cordova.
He's got 36-8 our score. Windsor with the commanding lead. 3:03 to go in the ballgame. Checking the Devlin Frederick score. Check that here in a minute. Third down and 9 for the Wizards. Yeah! Hand off to Devin Ferris, and Devin Ferris hit in the backfield, dropped for a loss. Now it's Copeland with the tackle. Now Frederick leading Devlin 20-17 with about 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. So Frederick thinking upset here. Brush leading Olathe 20-12. That game in the fourth. Again, Palisade won last night, beat Kennedy 47-7. So the Palisade Bulldogs will be be carrying the torch for the Western Slope. So they'll take on the winner of their Lewis Palmer Silver Creek game. Punt is away. Taken by Taylor Webb. Now they do a reverse to Wagler. And Wagler at the left sideline and driven out of bounds near midfield. Nifty little play there but from Webb to Aaron Wagler. First time Wagler's carried the ball today.
Well, the only time he carried it all season was against Glenwood Springs, and he went 29 yards for a touchdown on a reverse. It was kind of like that one that it looked like Moeller was trying to do. It was sort of a collision, and he came out of the pack, reverse field, and scored.
Bears have it. First and 10 at their own 47, trailing 36-8. Rice, little shovel pass to Webb. Webb across the 40 of Windsor, down to the 38. And mostly second teamers playing defense for Windsor now. Alex Weiss, 5'7", 152-pound linebacker.
Gain of 16 on the pass. That's the first completion of the day. No, second of the day for Rice.
Rice fakes the handoff, throws downfield. He's got Webb. It is almost picked off. Getting a hand on it was Blake Bundy. And diving for the loose ball was Drew Bundy. Second down and 10 for the Bears at the Windsor 37. A minute 18 to go in the ball game, and Windsor moving on to play the either Devlin or Frederick. That game still in doubt. Stay tuned to KMTS. There's Kevin Schaefer in the Colorado Preps post-game show. We'll have scores from around the state.
Adam Rice is coming back next year. I wonder if they'll put a little bit more passing.
Kid with motion, whistles, and flags by, unless we have a timeout. procedure against the Bears. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take and bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy. Compliments of Sunshine's Deli in Glenwood Springs on the way to Sunlight Mountain. Next to Mountain Market, for sunny tummy, call Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303, 945-1303. Second down of 15 for the Bears. Moeller in the backfield. Hand off to Kittle. Kittle with his biggest gain of the day. Carries across the 35-yard line. That's where they're going to mark it, right at the 35. Gain of 8, third down, and 7.
35.
Under a minute to go. See if Ryan Moeller gets the last carry, next to last carry.
If they throw the ball.
Bill, hand off to Moeller. Left tackle. Ryan Moeller breaks a couple of tackles. Busts it out. Still on his feet. Ryan Moeller not giving up. And finally brought down. Tackled high around the 21-yard line.
Boy, I did not like the way he got kind of strung out there before he went down. But he survived it, all right.
37 seconds left.
Vulnerable spot.
First and 10 Bears. At the Windsor 22, Rifle spikes the football to stop the clock. He'll bring up second and 10. Rice coming over to Coach Wells to get the play. Well, except the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries, come into Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports high school football. And now it's time to get ready for basketball coming up in a few weeks. Moeller in the backfield. Hand off, no. The keeper by Rice, he's going to throw. He's got a man open. It's Wagler. Wagler hurdles the tackle. Wagler's still on his feet inside the 5. Down to the 4-yard line. First and goal, Bears.
Was all a play. The Rifle's first and goal.
And one of the backup players on defense for Windsor, Nelson Reynolds, 6'1", 290. He's just got some horses. My goodness gracious.
More like Belgians or Bergerons. Clydesdales.
Big boys. First and goal for the Bears with a 4. Playing for pride here. Hand off to, no, it's a throw, and wide open is Webb for touchdown. Taylor Webb from Adam Rice.
And that is a nice finish for Taylor Webb, who I believe is one of those 9 seniors who will be departing Rifle High School this year. So a nice way to go out on a touchdown pass.
24 seconds left in the game, and the Bears, even though it's against the second-teamers, the Wizards, Bears playing for pride, and they're in double figures. 36-14, Gutierrez on to attempt the extra point. Kick is up and it is good. With 24 seconds left in the game, it is Windsor 36, Rifle 15. This is KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium, Rifle High School. Windsor Wizards leading the Bears now 36-15. The Bears playing tough to the end. A 4-yard touchdown pass from Adam Rice to Taylor Webb. Gutierrez PAT is good.
And, of course, you know there'll be an onside kick coming up here, but I don't believe, well, is Jeff number 5 out there? Is that Sanger up there? It is, isn't it? Well,
yep.
I can't believe you would put your starting quarterback and leading ground gainer in the front line
and,
in a 36-15 ball game with
Javier Peralta,
24 seconds,
the backup kicker.
And he kicks it deep.
Yeah.
You know, the game we saw,
it'll bounce in the end zone for a touchback.
Against Glenwood, he kicked off a couple of times, and every time it was a touchback in the second half. He's a senior. So the expected onside doesn't occur. Rifle just...
Some Bears fans picking up their blankets and stadium seats and heading to the exits. Well, you know, stayed this long, hang out and cheer on your Bears. Well, what a great season.
Well, what do we got? 24 seconds left. Let's see if they just kneel down. Looks like they're going to.
Tighten the splits.
Rifle has a couple of, they have all their timeouts, but they probably won't use them.
That's going to do it. Teams will meet at midfield to shake hands, and Windsor will move on. Rifle will turn in the gear. They're done for the year. The Wizards will play either Devlin or Frederick next week in the semifinals. Our final score, Windsor 36, Rifle 15. This is KMTS. And we're back to Bear Stadium, wrapping things up here. Going to put a bow on this season. Tough loss for the Rifle Bears. Their season comes to an end. They lose to the Windsor Wizards 36-15. Windsor scored first in the first quarter. Aaron Schmidt is the first of three touchdown runs for him, a 15-yard run, 6:34 to go in the first. PAT was no good. It was skipped across the ground. It was a low kick, so they went for two after that for the rest of the day. Rifle answered back, 5:05 to go first quarter. Ryan Muller, 67-yard run, got the Bears in scoring position. Got up to the 5-yard line. He ran it once to the 3. Next play, Muller in the end zone for the touchdown. And the 2-point conversion from Muller was good. 8-6, Bears lead. That's the only time they would lead as Windsor went on to score. In the second quarter, the 11:24 mark, Schmidt, an 11-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion failed. 12-8 was our score at halftime. A scoreless third quarter. Defensive struggle back and forth. Windsor with about the 9-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Schmidt, another touchdown run, a 10-yarder. The Sanger, the quarterback, a 2-point conversion was good. 20-8. 7:26 to go in the game. Dresser, 12-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion from Schmidt, good. 28-8. And Sanger, he was the biggest weapon of the day for the Windsor Wizards. The quarterback, a 25-yard keeper for the touchdown, and Sanger kept it for a 2-point conversion, 36-8, our score. Rifle playing against Windsor's backups with 24 seconds left. Adam Rice, 4-yard touchdown pass to Taylor Webb. The PAT was good, 36-15. That is the final score. Rifle finishes the year at 11-1. And the Windsor Wizards improved to 11-1, and they will take on either Devlin or Frederick next week in the quarter semifinal game, and Windsor will get the host. So congratulations to the Windsor Wizards. Final score in 2A, Brush beat Olathe 23-12, so there'll be a new state champion in 2A. As Brush beats Olathe 23-12. Palisade again won last night 47-7 over Kennedy. So Palisade moves on to the semis. And late fourth quarter score, 2A, Kent Denverly, Faith Christian 31-22. Frederick leading Devlin 20-17. That's mid fourth quarter. So stay tuned for a final on that one, as I'm sure Kevin will have a final on that game, Devlin and Frederick. But Windsor moving on, the Wizards and their big, strong offensive line leading the way for Sanger and Dresser and all the rest of those fine running backs moving on to the semifinals as the Wizards seek their seek another gold football. They
they've got a couple of them since 2000, I think.
Yeah, they their last state title was 1993.
Oh, okay.
And
so
then
further than that.
Prior to that was 81. They finished second in 1959. But this looks like it could be their year. Last reached the semifinals in 2000 and lost to Woodland Park.
Well, still, you know, despite the final score, it was a great finish for the Rifle Bears. And there is the D1 player. He was kneeling at at halftime.
Midfield and praying.
The 50-yard line, yeah.
Nice to see.
But, yeah, the Rifle Bears, you know, the fans are out there on the field talking to their kids, to their boys, and congratulating them, trying to let them know how proud they are of them and what a season they had. And certainly they did, 11-0 until this game. Somebody's, you know, only one team can finish without a loss. And, of course, in this season, it looks like all of the undefeated teams, because Kennedy went down last night, Canyon City went down, and now the Bears. So there will be at least a one-loss team in the winning the championship this year. But great season for the Rifle Bears, and we mentioned that they're returning everybody, but nine seniors, and of course they count among those nine Austin Booth, we know the tragic story of his passing last year. But he was maintained on the roster, and the players wore his number on their helmets, and they added my longtime buddy Steve Chesley's initials to their helmets.
Yeah, Steve, great guy. Taught both my boys math many years ago.
Yeah, but to continue down the Rifle seniors, Taylor Webb, who got to catch a touchdown pass on just about the last play of his high school career. Brandon Kittle, unfortunate game for Brandon. Just couldn't get his footing. Couldn't get anything going, really, and with Ryan Moeller kind of handicapped with some kind of illness or injury, Kittle wound up with 10 carries for minus 2 yards, not at all representative of the kind of season he had this year as a senior. 21, Walter Spinden, Javier Peralta, who got the last kickoff there, Shane Clark, Alex Copeland, who had an all-league type season from linebacker, great job throughout offense and defense. Josh Wineland and A.J. Cordova, of course, one of the co-captains as well, along with Copeland and Webb and Kittle. And A.J. Cordova had a great season, especially on defense this year. But still a lot of weapons coming back for the Rifle Bears. For the game, Adam Rice, junior quarterback, 3 of 8 with an interception, 38 yards passing. A couple other passes attempted by other Bears fell incomplete. Rice ran the ball better than we've seen him run it in the games we've covered. Three carries for 28 yards, was sacked once for a loss of 6. Ryan Moeller had 74 yards in the first quarter, and he finished with 84. He didn't play at all in the second quarter, carried 3 times in the third, 4 times in the fourth, and just, you could tell he wasn't himself. I don't know if he re-injured something or if he was just, you know, weakened by maybe the flu or something like that, but 11 carries for 84 yards and a touchdown, and that certainly put the Bears behind the eight ball, not having their leading ground gainer at full strength. We mentioned Brandon Kittle's stats. And a guy whose name we haven't called much, but he had pretty good stats, a sophomore, Kamal Johnson, came in for Ryan Moeller and did all right. 9 carries, 31 yards. Let's see, 7 first downs for the Bears, 6 penalties for 40 yards. They did not lose a fumble. And for the visiting Windsor Wizards, who move on to the semifinals, their quarterback attempted 1 pass. He completed it for 12 yards. That's Joe Sanger. He also ran the ball 22 times, 117 yards and a touchdown. William Dresser, 5 carries, 34 yards and a touchdown. Jordan Porterfield, 9 carries for 58 yards. Vince Hooley, 4 carries for 10. And kind of the hero of the ball game for the Wizards, Aaron Schmidt, 11 carries, 93 yards, 3 touchdowns. Altogether, Windsor ran the ball 54 times for 313 yards. The Bears 33 times, so 20 less carries for 141 yards. Windsor was penalized 5 times for 50 yards. They had 13 first downs to 7 for the Bears. They fumbled 3 times, lost 1 of them. But Windsor will be moving on, and the Bears maybe will feel better about this in a week or so. But a great season for Rifle, winning the championship, the league championship, for the first time since 2002. And they did make it out of the first round. So, that's something, that's an accomplishment and something that the players coming back can kind of put under their hats to help them get a little farther next year, maybe.
Yep. Thanks to Coach Damon Wells and his staff. Great job. Congratulations on a great year to the whole staff, the old administrative staff, Todd Ellis, Troy Phillips, And looking forward to a great season next year for the Rifle Bears as they finish the year at 11-1. They lose to the Windsor Wizards 36-15, the final here in this quarterfinal game. And now Windsor moving on to the semifinals to play either Devlin or Frederick next week, unless we heard Frederick leading by 3 midway through the fourth quarter.
That would be a rematch of the game where Windsor defeated Frederick 40-0.
Yeah, yeah.
They might be a little overconfident going into that game.
And who knows? There might be a West Slope team in the state championship. Palisade looking to get back. They beat Kennedy pretty decisively last night, 47-7.
I think it's finally stopped snowing.
Yeah. How about that? I want to thank our sponsors, as always. Without their sponsors coming on board, we would not be able to bring you these broadcasts all season long. From Glenwood and all points east and west, we've been all over the states, and we've sure enjoyed it over the years. Flooring America, at McDonald's, Mountain Air Mechanical, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Carbondale Insurance Service, Berthet Motors, Jim Lord American Family Insurance, Grand River Hospital District, Sherrill & Company Real Estate, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa of Carbondale, Soper Sliding, Megatech LLC, Sunshine Deli, Carbondale Insurance Service, Chelsea Wedding and Events, Carpet One, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, Easy IT, and American Sweeping. Thank you so much for the additional sponsors helping us bring you these playoff games. And should be a great season next year as Glenwood will bring back quite a few experienced players for Rocky Whitworth. And Rifle's going to be in the thick of things as well with a great senior class. Should be Rifle, Glenwood, Palisade, who knows? But hey, they still have to play the games.
And one thing we didn't talk about today at all, but Rifle, according to Todd Ellis, 7 students over the limit. Otherwise, they'd be playing at 2A next year. So,
wow.
So a very small school in terms of size, still a very, very good season this year.
Yeah.
Up there with the big boys.
Well, I wish the Windsor Wizards best of luck as they move on to the playoffs, and wish them a safe trip back to Windsor. That is going to do it from Rifle High School. Now we can shed a few layers, I guess, and get ready for basketball season as we move into the gym in the next few weeks. Looking forward to an exciting season ahead. So more sports to cover on KMTS. We appreciate your tuning in all these years and this season especially. Thanks again to all the sponsors and all those listening online, KMTS.com. Thanks to Nicole Callen for engineering today's game. Nice job once again. For Jack Jabbar and Ron Milhorn saying so long from Rifle High School. Bear Stadium, our final score, Windsor defeating Rifle 36-15. Stay tuned to KMTS as Kevin Schaefer will be on with the Colorado Prep Scoreboard Show with scores from around the state. Again, our final score, Windsor 36, Rifle 15. You're listening to KMTS. Have a great weekend.